All right, I press the record button. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoppy. I'm Whoppy. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey tonight. Call NORAD. Oh my god. Oh my goodness. It's possible.
Yorkville, where uncomplicated comforts and surprising extras that help you relax and revive are waiting for you. For new room reservations, press 1. To make a change to an existing reservation, press 2. For Dia, press 3. For sales and events, press 4. For all other needs, please remain on the line.
Oh my goodness.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Where is it?
Thank you for getting a look at this. I can help you.
It's for Christmas and everything. I get it, but I don't appreciate what you guys did.
How can I help you, sir?
You wrapped it all up in gift paper. Or wrapping paper. You just wrapped everything in it, and it's just, you know. I just got back in here. I'm having to unwrap everything.
I don't understand, sir.
It's a hotel.
Yeah.
You can't canopy. By Hilton, Toronto, Yorkville.
Yeah, how can I help you, sir? You say you receive a bag?
Yeah, I got a bag. It's all wrapped up in gift paper.
What's your room number?
It's wrapped in gift paper. I can't even see it from this angle. Where I'm sitting.
Sorry, I don't understand. You say you receive
a bag. Yeah.
Wrapped up with
a gift paper.
Gift paper?
Yeah. And everything else in the room is wrapped up in gift paper too, like the bed, the pillow, the blanket. It's just, you know. I don't know, watch television, I had to unwrap the turned thing.
What's your number, sir?
They put paper over it. I can't see it. It's like all over the door.
What's your last name?
My name is Feathers. They probably put paper on that too. Like my wallet, it had paper on it. It's filled with gift paper. They probably, you know, the computer.
What's your first name, sir?
My name is Jacoby.
Kobe?
Yeah.
You don't know the room number that you are?
They covered it in paper. I can't even read the darn thing.
Do you know on which floor?
The floor number, I think, is like... Like floor number 2?
You're on the second floor?
Yeah. You hear that? I try to turn the lamp on, it just keeps going.
And what's your last name, sir?
I provided this. Are you the one who did it? Are you just trying to get him to go up and wrap everything back up again? I don't appreciate it. It spent like an hour.
Hello.
I had 2 glasses of wine.
I'm trying to help you, sir. Yeah. In which room are you?
The room it was given to me.
Got it.
You gave me this room, and that was gift paper everywhere. I guess
I'm trying to help you, sir. I would just need your last name because I'm not able to find your last name in the room.
It's Feathers. Kobe Feathers.
Your name is Feathers?
Cody Feathers.
I'm not able to find.
Have you checked the computer?
Yeah, I'm checking it.
Are you sure it's not covered in paper?
No, he's not.
Okay. They must have gotten into the files then and covered those up with paper.
Sorry, sir. I can only assist you if you can provide me a name of somebody staying in the room.
I provided you the name.
Because I don't have this name in the reservation.
It's like, you know, covered paper. That's like a squiggle and a dash and like... You know? It's just... It's borderline illegible. Are you okay?
I don't have any code.
Are you okay?
Yes, sir. I'm okay.
Can I come down and, like, make sure? I have to check your eyes.
Are you staying with us in the hotel?
Yeah, I have to check your eyes. I'm not sure if you're okay.
Okay, sir.
I just come down and look at your eyes?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, and then we'll see if you're normal.
Okay.
Okay. Well, are your eyes normal, first of all, yes or no?
Sorry, sir. How can I help you?
Are your eyes normal?
I'm trying to help you, sir, but I just need some more information.
Well, you'd be able to help me if you provided me this information. Are your eyes normal?
Yes, my eyes are normal.
Okay, that's all I needed to know.
So how can I help you, sir?
That's it, man.
Have a good day, sir.
Merry Christmas, man.
Merry Christmas, yeah.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye. Welcome to the show. You can join the Mumble at mumble.rogueserver.com. I'm not going to do a particularly long night tonight, just, you know, maybe about an hour or so, or maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours maximum. I wonder if I can call, if this is legal, if I'll get in trouble. Hey, that's not where I want to go. I want to go here. Oh, it costs money. It costs like fractions of a cent a minute. Oh, all these are closed. How can these be closed? I didn't think these were things that could be closed. 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 Oh, okay. It's not the same. Oh, this is Earthbound music. It's music for winters.
Hello, your call cannot be taken at this moment.
Boo!
If you have a touchtone phone and you know the extension number you require, please dial it now or hold for the operator.
Operator and directory inquiry services are no longer available.
Oh. Oh. This sucks. It sucks. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. I thought they would have been open. I mean, you know, it's, you know. You'd figure they'd be open.
Person's mailbox is full. You can.
It sounds fun, but it also, you know. I just want to call the RAF. All I want to do is call the RAF. I want to call the RAF. Talk to the RAF. Royal Air Force. I have a feeling about this one. Oh, it was a misplaced feeling. There's a flying club. It doesn't have a phone number. A phone number? Oh, Air Cadets. See ya, Tiff. Thank you for dropping by. If they don't pick up, I'll call something else. I just want to... you know, talk to... How many minutes has it been since there's been a call? Oh, join the mumble, please. It's just me and her. Come on, pick up. I don't think they're gonna pick up. I guess I'm gonna call a hotel. Welcome to the show. I'm Wuppy. I'm your rogue server file jockey tonight. We've made two calls. One of them wasn't recorded. Oh, no, three calls. These will pick up.
Hampton and Bertold Redwood of Lean speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm, you know, from the airport. What's up with the Santas?
Sorry?
The Santas up in the air?
Sorry?
You know, Santas? You know, Santa? Like, yay! Yay, Santa?
No, I don't know. What are you
Santa
talking
Claus?
About?
Like Christmas?
Oh, Santa Claus!
Yeah. Yes, yeah, Santa. Like,
yeah.
Oh, where is he? Where is he? Where's Santa?
I don't know.
Well, I thought, you know, because I'm from the airport and everything.
You are at the airport?
Yeah.
So then?
Well. I thought, you know, you'd be here by now. For sure.
What are you talking about?
With Santa? He's got the presents. I ain't got nothing. Oh, have I called these people before? No. Not on my A game tonight, I don't think. Very sloppy.
Thank you for calling home with pizza. I'll help you.
Hi, what's up with the Santas you got going on down there?
Sorry, sir?
The Santas?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, sir. Hi. What's your question again?
The Santas. The Santa Clauses?
You're asking if they're staying here? That's what you're asking?
Yeah, are they?
What's the last name again?
I don't know their last... Claus?
Well, I cannot reveal if they're staying here or not due to, like, private reasons.
It's the Santa Clauses.
Sorry?
They're just going up and down, just ringing.
Sir, I'm not getting your point. Can you explain me again what you're saying?
They're just going up and down, ringing the bells.
Who?
The Santas.
Who's Santas?
You know Christmas?
Okay, so where are you right now?
I am in my room.
What's your room number?
I'm not going to give that to you in case you're in league with them. I just need to know where you stand on the Santas.
Sir, what's your room number? Where are you calling, actually?
I can't give you my room number. That's personal information.
Sorry. I cannot help you if you don't give me your room number.
It's Homewood Suites. I can't give it to you.
Yeah,
it's so, personal information.
I'm at the front desk. Why you can't give it to me?
Where do you live?
I'm at the front desk.
Where do you live?
You want to come down?
Where do you live?
I'm just asking for a room number.
That's where I'm living, man. That's weird.
Hi, it's Saladin at the airport. Mike speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, man. I had my car in the parking lot and everything, and I don't appreciate what you guys did for, like, Christmas style down there. Like, I get why you did it, but I don't appreciate it. I spent, like, an hour, you know, just unwrapping everything.
Sorry, what happened?
I parked my car, and you guys, like, wrapped it, and then you wrapped everything on the inside with the Christmas paper. I get it. You know, it's funny for, like, Christmas, but it's annoying for me.
Sorry, are you calling the right number?
Yeah.
At Holiday Inn?
Yeah. You know, like, Hotel Motel Holiday Inn?
Yeah.
And then if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend? Yeah, that's the right place.
Hi, I couldn't hear you very well.
Oh, I thought you hung up on me. Because it's all wrapped up in the gift paper.
The what?
Car.
Car?
Yeah, you know how you drive the car there? I had the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
I just spent an hour unwrapping my car, unwrapping my seat belts, the seats, the pedals, you know, the mirrors. It took me a couple hours to do it. It's pretty good joke, but
I'm not sure who did that.
One of your guys did it.
Okay. Sorry about that.
What's the next step? Oh, the next step is you just hang up on him. I don't have any, like, many Christmas ideas tonight. Also, that's okay. You gotta have the headphones and stuff for the mumble. Thank you.
calling the Sandman Signature Ottawa Airport Hotel, setting new standards in corporate travel. For reservations, press 1. For guest services and the front desk, press 2. For sales and other hotel departments,
away from most well-known restaurants right on site, such as Chop's Steakhouse and Bar, Moxie's, Denny's Family Diner Restaurant,
Denny's?
Or Shark Club's Sports Bar and Grill.
You have Denny's? What the fuck's going on here? Me swearing at it. Sorry, phone. I don't, you know. You're not a real, though. You're not real.
Thank you for calling Sandman Hotel Group. We'll be right with you. Did you know that members of our loyalty program, RSVP Rewards,
Welcome to the show. I'm Wuppy, I'm your rogue server file jockey. It's currently Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2020. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
I have a drunk Santa here. We need, yeah, like, a place where I can, like, put him.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes?
I have a drunk Santa.
Okay.
You hear him with his bells?
What do you want?
You have a broom closet?
Breakfast?
Rake for us.
You have to order.
Oh. Do you have a broom closet?
What?
A broom, like a closet, or maybe a freezer? It can't be like this near the kids, man.
I'm talking from Freshie.
Yeah, this is Freshie. He's like a drunk Santa and everything. He's got it for tomorrow because it's Christmas.
So you want to order from for tomorrow?
I just want to put, you know, Santa Claus, like for Christmas, you know, Santa?
I didn't understand what you...
Santa Claus, like, ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Santa Claus.
Yeah, I got a drunk one of those guys.
Okay, you have to order.
I just bring him in. Can I bring him in?
Yeah.
Okay, can I put him in the freezer to cool off?
What?
He's really, really, really drunk. We just got to put him in the freezer. He'll sober him right up in like an hour. And then he'll be able to, like, go for the kids and, like, for Christmas time. It's almost Christmas.
Okay.
We have like 3 hours. We don't get paid unless he's sober. Welcome to the show. I'm Wuppy. I'm your rogue server file jockey. It's Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2025. It's 9:18 and 42 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. That's East Coast. put on my glasses. Oh, that's the same number. Why is it the same number? No, it's not the same number. I'm just stupid.
Thank you for calling Shelby's Legendary Shawarma. If you'd like to place an order, please go to shelbys.ca or download the Shelby's app. For any concerns or if you have any issue with an active order, please press 5.
Greenheim, I'm speaking.
Hi. Is this the shawarma?
Yeah.
Hey, we have a drunk Santa.
What do you want?
We have to put him in your freezer for a couple hours.
What do you want, sir?
He's drunk. He's really drunk. He needs to sober up before Christmas.
Who?
Santa.
So we don't have anyone here.
I have
drunk.
Him. I have Santa with me. He's a drunk Santa. I can just smell it on his breath. He's been drinking a vodka. I gotta put him... Welcome to the show. I'm Wuppy, I'm your Rogue Server file jockey. Currently December 24th, 2025, Christmas Eve. Special show, it's just me, live. Okay, chicken, please. Get a little bit of coffee. That takes some time to prepare. Come on.
Your call has been forwarded to a voicemail service that has not been initialized by.
Of course. Fuck's Hunt Club? What does that mean? Oh, I'm putting off some stuff too, doing this show. It's all pretty simple stuff though. It doesn't take too long for, you know, make it go.
You know, hi, Tim.
Hi, I get a...
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
How can I help you?
They got me a room for Christmas, and I kind of don't want it anymore, and I'm just looking to return it.
What's the name?
It should be under Jacoby Feathers.
Sorry, I don't see anything.
Weird. They're pretty insistent on, you know, giving me the room for Christmas.
Who?
Their name is they're like James.
Who? Sorry?
Jane.
Jane.
Yeah, Jane.
No, I don't have anybody on that name booked in.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule right now.
Yeah, she gave me the key and everything. And said Merry Christmas.
Which hotel are you calling?
Rideau Heights Inn.
Okay, so you have a key already?
Yeah, I got, like a key. She was very insistent that it, goes to the, like a reservation.
Okay, who was insistent?
Jane.
I don't know who Jane is, I'm sorry.
She got the key.
What key?
For Christmas. Like a Christmas gift.
Sorry, I guess I'm not understanding.
They return it already or something?
I'm not sure.
It's pretty bad thing for them to do that, though. Just get a like and return it behind my back like that?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Oh, what am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Which room was it?
I think it was like room 8 or something. She was like, it goes to room 8.
Nope. Nobody's been in there since last week. Are you sure you got the right place?
Yeah,
What's your name?
My name's Jacoby.
Yeah, there's nothing here under Jacoby, sorry.
How about Mr. Feathers?
Nope.
It's no, Christmas.
Sorry, I can't help you.
Do you want a Christmas present?
Pardon?
I could send the key back to you, and maybe that's a Christmas present for you.
Sure. Why not?
Do I have to deliver it or mail it?
Whatever you prefer.
I'm calling from Transylvania.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty far away.
Yeah, so if you want to mail it, that's fine.
How many months till it gets there, and how many tariffs am I going to have to pay?
I have no idea. I'm sorry. You'll have to call somebody at the post office.
Okay.
Good luck.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
I love you. Bye. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Welcome to the Westin Ottawa, conveniently located in the heart of our nation's capital. For reservations, press 1. For sales, press 2. For all other inquiries, press 3.
I kind of want to get a little bit
evening.
Of
evening. Ottawa Westin Hotel, bonjour. I'm a director call.
Roof?
Pardon me?
Roof?
Who would you like to speak with?
For roof access, for like a Santa Claus style? For the kids?
There is no open access to the roof.
I'm pretty sure there is access to the roof. How do you fix things up there?
So that would be the engineers that have access.
The engineers?
To the
roof. Okay. I'm just looking for to do it Christmas style for the kids. To show them the paw prints and everything, live the deers.
Okay, let me pass you to the guest service manager. One moment, please.
Okay.
Yes, hello, good evening, sir.
Hi, are you the guest man?
Sorry?
Are you the guest man?
Yeah, I am. I am the manager at the hotel.
I gotta get on that roof.
Sorry?
I gotta get on that roof.
You wanna get on the roof?
Yeah, for you know, Christmas.
At the hotel?
Okay. Yeah. All
right.
I show them the paw prints of the reindeers.
Sorry?
Show them the reindeer footprints. I got the bells and everything. It's gonna blow their minds.
No, but you won't be able to get into the roof, sir.
I have to. I already took the money for it.
You took the money from whom?
The parents. They paid me like $500 to take all these kids up the roof, show them the paw prints. At the Westin, yeah. You know the hotel?
We are at the Westin.
Mm-hmm. I gotta get on that roof, though.
And where are you now, sir?
I'm in the car. I'm in the van. I'm on the way down there.
Right, but unfortunately, won't be able to let you go up to the roof.
I have to.
No, has this been arranged earlier or just like
the parents? They paid me $500 per kid, and if I don't, you know, I'm gonna be out a lot of money this Christmas, and my kid's not gonna be able to get the new Game Boy.
Right. Yeah, but sir, this should have been arranged with us earlier.
I'm arranging it right now.
The money. Yeah, unfortunately, you won't be able to do that.
You have to let me on there. It's for Christmas.
I can't, sir. I'm really
sorry. Santa? You know Santa Claus?
Sorry?
You know Santa?
Yeah.
If mm-hmm. you got the sled.
Okay.
Not he's nice as, and yeah, if you cross him, you make him mad, you go right to hell.
Sorry?
Santa can send people to hell.
Yeah, okay, I'm good to go there.
You're good to go? Why would you want to, don't you know what it is?
I don't know what's what.
Hell?
Yeah, it's a bad place.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, I know.
But if you're bad, you go there. And Santa's the one who does it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I don't believe in Santa anyway.
You don't believe...
So if you want to take me there, that's okay.
Whenever you wake up in the morning, there's like gifts under the tree. Who do you think does that?
The parents.
No. Because I'm the, the parents, and I don't do that.
Yeah, if this is what you believe in.
I don't do it. I just wake up and it's there.
Yeah, okay. So
it's Christmas.
And then it's Santa who does it.
Yeah, it's and like I try to be good. I don't want to go to hell.
It's not you. You did your best part, and if anyone would go to hell, it's going to be me.
Santa's going to send me right to hell. Because I took all this...
Yeah, just,
there's like
just
50
ask
parents.
Him to send me instead.
Oh. There's like 50 parents here. And they all paid me $500.
For each kid?
Yeah.
50 parents.
Yeah.
$500?
That's how I make my... I can live for like, like half the year off this.
So that's $25,000.
Yeah.
That's a good business, sir.
Yeah, you just see the footprints of the reindeers on the roof.
Okay. And do you have the reindeer with you?
It's trade secrets.
Sorry?
It's trade secrets. I'm not...
It's
running
a trade secret. Okay, so then if Santa does everything, so I think I should be, if I believe in that, I should see the Santa with the sled just flying over there, right?
Yeah. But we gotta make it guaranteed, because I heard he was in France.
Right. Okay, sir. But yeah, unfortunately, I won't be able to let you up
there. What's the highest place you got for the kids?
The highest place? Nothing outdoors. The ground floor is the highest place for the kids.
The top floor, you just put snow there and from like, and then we'll get the footprints and then we'll make it go.
No, sir. Unfortunately, you won't have access to the rooftop. That's it.
This is the top floor, then.
There's no top floor at the hotel, but the rooftop.
What do you mean? You gotta have a top floor. How many floors is that? Is that sauna gun?
The top floor is the 26th floor.
I just go to the floor 26 and then get the paw prints going.
No, that's not allowed, sir.
We have to. It's for Christmas.
Unfortunately, no. Yeah, I know it's for Christmas, but next time, if you want to make a deal with the parents, at least make a deal with the hotel first.
Our Santa's the one who does it. Christmas hit him hard this year. They had to put him in the cooler because he's on whiskey, but this time it's like pills and stuff.
What kind of pills he's on?
Yeah, just like the ones from like street pills.
Okay, so he's into drugs.
Yeah, and like powders and crystals and stuff.
Okay, good for him.
Yeah, but he can't be near the kids in this state. That's why I got to do it here. He usually arranges it all, but we try to get him to do it, and then he just wasn't able.
Who, Santa?
Yeah, we have our own Santa.
Andrea's Santa.
It's like how like the mall. But it's not like the real one. But he works for him.
Okay. Andrea's the real one.
I don't know. He's in France or something, I think.
Okay. So, again, sir. Unfortunately, we can't let you in to go up to the top floor.
I have a friend up there. Now can I go?
Where, you have a friend up where?
The top floor.
Are they already there?
They're already there.
Who gave them the access there?
They got, the room.
Yeah, but even if you have a room, you don't get the access to the top floor.
Me and the 50 parents are going to, and the children are going to visit our friend in the 2608.
So are you coming to the hotel at any time?
Yeah. I got the van with the kids in it.
Okay, just come to the... if you have the kids in it, no, I don't know. You won't be able to get to the rooftop.
We have a friend in floor 26, and we'll just go to his room.
The friend should call me and give me your details so I can put all the details on the room to be able to give you access to the room.
He's going to meet us in the hallway.
You need the key to go up to the floor.
We just get the key from him.
Yeah, so he should come down to the lobby and give you access.
Yeah.
Okay.
For Christmas.
Yeah, for Christmas. If you said you have your friend on the 26th floor, just ask him to come down, give you the access, and you're all good.
Yay, Christmas! Woo! Hey, Christmas! Yay, Christmas! Yay, Christmas! You want to do a Christmas with us?
Yes, of course. Just come to the hotel and we'll do the Christmas with you.
Do you have cookies? I have cookies.
All good. Perfect.
You want how many cookies you want?
I don't eat cookies, that's fine.
You want a cup of milk?
No, I don't drink milk.
Do you do anything?
No, I just work.
You don't eat? You don't even eat? You just work?
Exactly.
Man, that's, not good.
I know, but that's how... My life, it's not easy, like yours. You just get the kids and to take $500 per kids. I wish I could do that.
That's pretty easy. We got to feed you something. Whenever you get food, what do you usually like to eat?
Don't worry about me, sir. I'm all good.
Dude, if you don't eat, you're gonna, you know, I don't want to say it, but it's not, for the body, it's not good.
That's fine. Don't worry about me.
I'm worried. Do you have socks?
Socks?
Socks.
Socks? Yeah, I do have. I'm wearing socks, yeah.
Oh, thank God. You want any, like, I have a can of soup. You do soup?
Yeah, I will have a soup.
All right, you want any? I have two can of beans, too.
Perfect. So then just when you come to the hotel, I will take them for you. All
right, I'm currently, like, we're en route, but we're still in the States. Can I just send these to the post office to you?
No, don't worry about that.
I gotta, because you don't even have food.
Don't worry, sir. So are you coming to the hotel or you're not coming to the hotel? Where are you now? What's your location?
On the road. We're en route.
And what time will you be here at the hotel?
Probably tomorrow.
Okay. When you come tomorrow, we'll discuss that.
Yeah, and I'll get you a soup. You want a Christmas stuffing? Or a ham?
No, that's it. Just
a ham?
All good.
A mashed potatoes.
All good. Thank you
very
much. A
packet of mashed potatoes.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I'm worried about you, man. We haven't, you know, I've been hearing stuff about you and how you know, you gotta eat, man.
Okay. I will take care of
you. Are you drinking enough water?
Of course.
Okay. Are you getting like 8 hours of sleep?
Yes.
Okay. Are your eyes normal?
Sorry?
Are your eyes normal?
Yes, they are.
I just want to make sure. That way, whenever I check them, we can just verify.
Yeah, all good.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me at this time?
No, all good. Just we'll see you tomorrow then.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
I love you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. What an odd man. What an odd, odd man. He doesn't eat? That's not good. Gotta eat. It's like what Big Smoke said. You gotta eat to keep your strength up, man.
For calling DoubleTree by Hilton Ottawa, downtown.
Pour le français, veuillez appuyer sur 2.
Thank you for calling DoubleTree by Hilton Ottawa, downtown. We're comfortable rooms and our famous warm DoubleTree chocolate chip cookies are waiting for you for an existing or previous reservation. Press 1. For new room reservations. Press 2. For sales and events. Press 3. For all other needs, please press 0 or remain on the line.
Oh, I forgot DoubleTree does the cookies.
Thank you for calling DoubleTree by Hilton. Haley speaking.
Hi, Haley. We have the Santa here. How does he get the cookies?
Santa?
Yeah, we have right now he's a little bit, you know, Christmas hit him hard this year and he's been like coping with it. But we got to get him, like, maybe a couple cookies.
For sure. If you want to stop at the front desk, we can definitely do that.
Okay. Is there a cookie limit?
Yes, there is.
Okay. I just, because he's Santa, like, we're trying to get him sobered up for tomorrow.
Okay.
You guys got funny coffee down there?
No, but we can see what we can do if you stop at the front desk.
All right. He's, you know, like, we've been trying to get him sober. We've been, like, splashing him with cold water and, like, you know, slapping him a little bit. He's just been hitting the bottle real hard this year. He's, like, two-fifths deep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where are you now?
En route. We stopped at the Westin, and the guy there said he doesn't eat or anything. I'm a little bit worried about him because it's Christmas and all. So I figured we'd just stop by the Doubletree.
So yeah, stop at the front desk. We can give you cookie.
Okay. Because you have any cold water down there?
No, unfortunately.
I just gotta splash him a little bit to get him waking up, sober him up a little bit.
We have water. Don't worry. If you can come to the front desk.
Okay. You have a broom closet?
No.
Or like a public restroom? About the cookie. Hello?
Hello?
Haley, I didn't ask about the cookie limit. What? Is there a number on that?
Yeah, just one.
Just one cookies?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I, if I bring you cookies, like I have different sorts. They're like Chips Ahoy. What's the exchange ratio on that?
Sorry, sir. Is this like a serious inquiry or...
It's a little bit. I'm just, you know.
Are you a guest at the hotel?
No.
Okay, unfortunately, if you're not a guest here, we can't give you cookies.
Okay, well, it's for Santa, though.
Yeah, well, Santa has a lot of them in the people's homes, right, tonight?
His breath is stinging my eyes.
Okay, have a good night.
He's been drinking. You did that, you know. Santa does have a lot of cookies. Welcome to the show. I'm Wappy, I'm your Rogue Server file jockey. It's December 24th, 2025. It's 9:46 and... Oh, it's 9:47 on the dot, post-meridian Eastern Standard Time.
Hi, Damina.
I'm worried about the, I'm a little bit concerned about the guy at the Westin in Ottawa down there.
I'm sorry?
Do you know the guy who works at the Westin for guest services down there?
I'm not sure who the guest services worked at Westin.
Because he's been telling me he's not been eating a lot. I'm just a little bit worried about him. Welcome to the show. I'm Wappy, I'm your Rogue Server file jockey.
Hey everyone, this is Guest 46. You're listening to the Whoopi Show.
Speaking.
Hey, it's Christmas Eve. How you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I was just up here in my room and I was wondering, would it be okay if I just go down there and leave cookies out for Santa Claus?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I can do that. Do you think he'll eat them?
Yeah, absolutely. Just come to the front desk. We're more than happy to do that for
you. I don't
you.
Want you to eat the cookies, though. Don't eat them.
Okay.
They're for Santa.
I won't. I promise.
Okay. So I can go down there. I'm going to leave the cookies out. I'm going to write "For Santa" in sprinkles on the plate.
Aww.
I've been up here working on it. That's kind of my passion. Is baked arts.
Oh. Absolutely. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure because, like, it is Christmas Eve, and I know that when you leave the cookies out for Santa, that means he's going to come. And I've been a really good boy this year, so I'm hoping that I can, you know, actually get the fingerboard that I want for Christmas instead of a tech deck.
Oh, noted.
You know what I mean? Like, because, like, it's just such a piece of garbage. Like, it's absolute trash.
Nah,
so I'm hoping
okay.
that Santa can get his shit together this year.
Well, I hope
I should
so
leave.
Too.
I wonder. I could probably leave him a treat for his reindeer too.
Aww.
But he's got a lot of reindeer though. That's a lot of treat. You know what I mean? Like they'd all have to share it.
I was gonna say it's gonna be like 8.
He's got a lot of reindeer. It's on Donner and Dancer and Prancer and Blitzen, I think, and Comet and Cupid and something else. I don't know the rest of them, but I'm really excited for Santa to come to the hotel tonight.
Absolutely. We're going to put that in the Christmas tree that we have there, like the big ones.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I hope he leaves presents for everyone under the tree.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Okay.
That sounds like a great plan.
Yeah. So I just gotta finish up. I'm working on the Santa part. I got the word "for" in sprinkles. That's all set on there. And I got it stuck down with frosting, so it won't move. On the plate.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yep. I've got it all. It's very decorative. I'm gonna put some green and red sugar sprinkles on the plate.
Whoa, that's fancy.
Yep.
Yeah, like anytime it's ready, you definitely.
Yeah. Yep. We're gonna bring that down there, and it's gonna be for Santa.
Oh, that's cute. Absolutely. Yep. Anytime.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Bye. Absolutely. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Welcome to the show. I'm Whoppy. I'm your rogue server file jockey. This Christmas Eve, it's December 24th, 2025. Christmas Eve. I'm Whoppy, and continuing the show is co-host Mr. Chiff.
It's your boy Chiff Haynes. How's everybody doing tonight? Guest 46 in the chat, Chiff Haynes. How's everyone doing tonight?
Chiff Haynes in the streets and in the sheets.
I hope we're all having a good Christmas Eve together here on RogueServer.com, listening to Whoopi's Christmas Eve special.
Whoopi. Co-host Mr. Chiff. Pain. I appreciate you being my co-host the entire night tonight.
Anytime, brother.
This has been back and forth calls, me and you, all night. It reminds me of my former co-host. Ah! Lord Elgin? I really, really want some coffee.
Thank you for calling the historic Lord Elgin Hotel. Pour en français, appuyez sur le 8. Thank you for calling the historic Lord Elgin Hotel, located in the heart of downtown Ottawa. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. For individual reservation, please press 1. For sales and catering, please press 2. For front desk, please press 3. For our
You are being transferred to
front desk.
Thank you for calling the historical Lord Elgin Hotel. My name is Mackenzie. How can I help you?
Hi, Mackenzie. The grappling hook.
I'm sorry?
We have a grappling hook set up for Santa. When do we launch it?
The grappling hook for Santa?
We're going to throw it on the roof, and he's just going to rappel down it.
Sorry, one second, please.
We got a long rope here.
Sorry?
We got a long rope for the grappling hook.
Who am I speaking to?
My name is Jacoby. I'm a little Christmas boy. I think saying you have a long rope is, perhaps a little bit ominous. Long rope, big hook. I want to do that more. Mr. Chiff, are you prepared?
Yeah, I'd say I'm prepared.
All right.
Good evening. Thanks for calling Ottawa Embassy Hotel Suite. Safe speaking. How can I help?
What to do, baby boo? How's it going tonight? I was just wondering, is it okay if I smoke weed down there? Like, because it's Christmas?
Yeah. We have a smoking area outside in the parking. You can smoke it in your room or the balcony, but we have, like, a designated smoking area in the outdoor parking lot.
So I have, like, a 3.5-foot bong. Like, I can bring that outside and just start fucking with it? Because, like, it's Christmas, and I want to get excited with that. So I could just go and bring a bong outside? That's awesome. All right, yeah, cool. And, like, I was thinking I was probably going to roll a wood, you know what I mean? Like, I was going to roll up, like, a nice, a fat wood, you know, with, like, 3.5 in there, you know, an AFI. I'm going to roll one of those
you
up.
You can do whatever you
three
like,
and a half foot bong.
It's outdoors.
It's so all going to be divisible like. Of 3.5, you know, because I got a 3.5-foot bong, I got 3.5 grams. There's 3.5 people.
So, like,
half person is my
times.
Dog.
You can do it as long as it's outdoor.
All right. What if I do just, like, under the bed? Or if I put, like, the mattress on the ceiling?
Because
then the smoke won't escape the room? No, I'm serious. It's science. If you put a mattress on the ceiling or you just go under the mattress, the smoke goes into the mattress. So if you put it on the ceiling, I'd imagine the smoke would just rise into the mattress and it wouldn't get into anything.
You can definitely try doing that, but if we smell it, we're going to charge you for it.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably going to smell it, because, like, we're smoking an ounce tonight. It's
okay,
Christmas
good for
Eve.
You.
Yeah, man, we're going to come down there and leave cookies for Santa Claus in the lobby. They're regular cookies, I promise. There's nothing in them. They're just cookies.
Is this what you do on Christmas Eve? You just call people and just start talking about how much food you're going to be smoking?
Well, like, I'm up in the room, I had questions. I'm asking you
politely
if I can
smoke. Yeah, okay, and that's fine, so I gave you an answer, so what else can I help you with? I told you can smoke outdoors.
So you're not
going to
give me a funny look when I walk down there with, like, the bong and the gang?
Of course not. You can do what you want. You can do
this
in a free country. You can do what you want.
We're part of the paper platoon.
Oh, my my God. Okay.
You know?
I really don't care what part of platoon you're in. You want to smoke weed, go ahead and do it. Do it outdoors.
Yeah,
anything else I can help you with.
That's the paper platoon, dog.
Like, okay, I'm going to hang up now. Goodbye.
With me, Freddy. Freddy and Spark. Platoon goons.
Oh, he's gone. Mr. Chip Hain with the marijuana. I had to do more grappling hook. Welcome to the show. I'm Wappy. I'm your rogue server file jockey. It's 10:00 in 5 seconds. Well, that's an 800 number. That's not real. Get that out of here. It's 10 on the dot with 15 seconds. Christmas Eve. Oh, yeah. Join the mumble. Join the mumble. You're all welcome to join the mumble. I think that's a real number either. I think I called them. Not sure I called these guys.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Ah! There we go. I don't have to scroll it as much. I'm going to be going probably for another hour, potentially. Or maybe another 40 minutes. I don't think they're gonna pick up. Oh, I think it connected, but then I... Well. Welcome to the show.
How can I help you?
Hi. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
I have a grappling hook.
Sorry?
The grappling hook. For the roof?
The carpet? I don't understand, sir.
Oh, grappling hook?
Grappling hot?
Grappling hook.
Sorry, which room are you?
We're just going to throw it up on the roof and then we'll just climb up the wall. With the grappling hook. It's a pretty short throw. Like, but we got like a 20-foot rope and like, it's a big hook. It's, you know. For Christmas?
In which room are you, sir?
We are from the streets. It'll be on the roof, though, with the grappling hook. Like that, and then just... And then it lands right on the roof, and then we're able to, like, you know, scale the wall. Are you okay?
visiter le Four Points by Sheraton Gatineau, Ottawa, le summum de la commodité et du confort.
Thank you for calling the Four Points Sheraton by Gatineau, Ottawa, the ultimate in comfort and convenience. For service in English, press 8.
Pour joindre le département...
Thank you for calling the Four Points by Sheraton Gatineau, Ottawa, the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Pour le français, composez le 8. For new reservations or modifications, please dial 1. For lost and found items, please dial 2. For sales and catering, please dial 3. To speak with a guest or a front desk associate, please dial 0.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Come on, come on, come on. Pick up, pick up, pick up. I don't think they're going to pick up. Yeah, they're not picking up, those motherfuckers. Oh, welcome to the show.
Hello.
What up? Welcome.
Oh, thank you for welcoming me.
Oh, you're a little bit quiet.
I can turn my gain up.
Yeah.
Better?
Yeah.
Cool.
I really, 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 really want to go make a cup of coffee. I mean, that's the third time.
You got a K-cup? Go make a K-cup.
I got a French press. I got to boil the water and everything.
Oh, you fancy
bitch. Si vous connaissez l'extension de la personne que vous souhaitez rejoindre, composez-le maintenant. For English, dial 8. Thank you for calling the Best Western Plus Gatineau Tower. If you know the extension of the person you wish to reach, dial now.
Le seul hôtel et riverain au cœur de la région de la capitale nationale du Canada. Profitez de vues panoramiques
oui, oui.
De la rivière des Outaouais et de la ville dans le confort de nos chambres et suites récemment rafraîchies. Soyez notre invité au Best Western Plus Gatineau, Ottawa.
Welcome to the Best Western Plus Gatineau Ottawa Hotel, the area's only waterfront hotel in the heart of Canada's National Capital Region. Enjoy breathtaking views of the Ottawa River and the city skyline. Experience the comfort of our modernized and refreshed guest rooms. Be our guest at the Best Western Plus Gatineau Ottawa.
Rendez-vous au bestwestern.com pour...
No, no.
Rendezvous with West Western.
Oh, rendezvous means something foul in French, I think.
Yeah, it's something about asses.
It's not about it being like a...
Think grappling hooks.
But...
I do have an idea with the grappling hook.
I just like the idea of just having a grappling hook.
Yeah, me too. I was listening to something they were doing about trying to get on the roof and stuff, and I was like, grappling hook, grappling hook. And what better fucking night to do it than on Christmas Eve? Could I have a hotel? I actually have a really good idea.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I'm calling tonight.
Good, cool. All right. I'm ready.
Your call has...
Bonjour.
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry, I'm an American. I'm here on vacation. Oh. I'm a guest here.
Are you trying to get a room today?
No, we already have a... I already have a room. I'm here already.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm staying here. My son, he's in the room with my wife right now. And... I have a grappling hook, and I'm dressed up like Santa, I'm trying to get it up all the way up on the roof. I just want to let you know, if you see someone like walking up the building, I'm trained for this. I do climbing, like I'm a professional climber. So I'm gonna throw the grappling hook to the roof, and I'm just gonna climb up past like the window where my son is.
Can't hear it at all. Are you sure you got the right number? Because there's no rooms booked out today.
Well, we have a room here. I'm here.
Which hotel chain?
Oh, wait. Why are you there? If you don't have any rooms, why are you even there? I think you're lying to me. Do you just hate Americans? You're the motel casino.
No.
Wait, the motel casino?
Yeah, but there's no rooms.
Yeah, I'm throwing my grappling hook. I'm going to climb up. I just go like past the thing so my kid can see me and believe in Santa Claus. Just letting you know, I'm gonna use my grappling hook.
Sir, we have no rooms booked out today.
Well, I got the key from a friend. It's just he said he was in the room and he's like, I can get your room for real cheap, and I was like, okay. But I got my Santa suit. And I have my grappling hook. So I'm going to use my grappling hook. Then I'm going to walk up the side of the building. You know, just to surprise my son.
Okay.
With my grappling hook. And my Santa suit. And so he will believe in Santa Claus. Do you believe in Santa Claus? Or have you believed? Did you believe in Santa Claus?
He's
gone. They're like, stupid Americans! And they're grappling hooks.
grappling hook.
I love it. I think it's a great time. You can do the Santa a method. You could say you just got it today. You know it was gifted to you, so you can test out your grappling hook. There's a lot of ways to make the grappling hook work right now. I need to grab a Christmas beer.
Jeff, your turn. You got to do it. I have to go.
Oh, okay.
All right. I put the water on.
Welcome to the Ronaldo Plaza Hotel, Manoir du Casino.
Réservez et découvrez nos tarifs de groupe avantageux.
Oh, what the fuck? Press zero? Or is it what the fuck is this?
Hello?
Yeah.
Did you see Santa down there?
Oh. What a fucking dick.
We're never gonna find Santa at this rate.
This guy's a dick.
What a cocksucker.
I'll make a note of it.
And not like a good kind of cocksucker.
Like a bad sir with the teeth.
Yeah, with lots
of teeth. Not in a fun way either.
Bonjour et bienvenue au Holiday Inn de Gatineau.
For service in English, press 2.
Pour la réception et réservation, appuyez.
Good day and welcome to the Holiday Inn Gatineau. For the front, for reservations, please press 1. For our sales department.
Holiday Inn Gatineau, bonjour. Hi, Skelly Corpiche, how can I help you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hello, did you see Santa Claus down there? I know it's kind of like a weird question and all, but so I went down there a little while ago and I put out Santa cookies for Santa, you know, I put out Santa cookies. They look like Santa and they're cookies for Santa and it said for Santa.
Oh, what a fucking, what a bitch.
What a whore. What a whore.
I think we're going to go on break here because
we're going on break.
Yeah, I
play that one song.
I'll play that one song. I really
that one song for all my goons.
I gotta make a cup of coffee. I
all right,
really
make that cup of coffee.
Oh my god, what's it? You're listening to Wappy on rogueserver.com/Wappy. I'm Wappy.
This is
my co-host, Chiff Haynes.
They're out here. This one's up next is for all my dogs in the paper platoon.
This is for all the dogs in the paper platoon. Well, first I gotta press the buttons. It's very complicated. We have to actually find the vinyl here in the studio. I made it back. I made it back just in the nick of time. Oh my. But it's going to go off any moment. Whoever's making this next call needs to make it a nice long call. Welcome back. Welcome back.
I'll do my best.
Oh my god, we're going to fuck it.
Oh, well, I can go later. But I got you.
Gonna have the coffee.
I'm gonna go make a coffee after that. After this. Mine's a K-cup though, so it won't take that long.
Gotta wait for the coffee water. Any moment now.
Should we try to get keep the grappling thing going?
Grappling hook.
Grappling hook, okay. Hello, do you speak English? No, yo no hablo español.
Sorry, I can't hear you. Yes, I do.
Well, I speak, I don't speak, do you speak English?
Yes, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm a guest here right now. And for Christmas, my son is staying in the room right now, and I have a grappling hook. I'm a certified climber, I'm a professional climber. I'm going to climb up the side of the hotel with my grappling hook and just walk up the room. I'm going to dress up as Santa Claus just to get my son really happy. He loves he loves Christmas. And we're stuck here. You know, your house had some issues and stuff, so we can't be at home right now. So we're stuck here. And I'm just trying to make his Christmas better. So I got a grappling hook. I'm going to throw it on the roof and I'm going to rappel up. Or, I don't know. I'm gonna walk up the side of the building, dressed as Santa Claus. So just if you see that, yeah.
Okay. Well,
and if you wanna let all the other guests know, if they have any kids, I can stop by some other windows, and then knock on the window. And
I don't understand. Are you walking to the reception to book a room, or?
No, I'm a guest here. I'm already a guest here, ma'am.
Okay, your name is.
Yeah, I already have a room here, so I'm just letting you know, I'm going to do the grappling hook. Just cause I'm going to be going up the side of the building. It's nothing crazy. I do this stuff all the time. I've climbed many mountains.
Okay.
I do this stuff. This stuff's easy for me. But I Santa Claus tonight. You know, it's Christmas Eve, so I got Santa outfit on, yeah.
Sorry, what room did you have booked for today?
I'm already in it. My wife and my child are in there. She knows what's up. Don't worry.
Do you know which room it is?
If there's other kids up there, I don't know the number of it, but I know that I saw them from the window. I know which window it is.
Okay. What's the name of the client?
I'm not gonna go in. Well, my way is to kind of I don't really want to. They don't necessarily know that I'm coming, so I don't want to. I kind of want to keep it a surprise. We're on good terms and stuff. We're still married. She's not an ex-wife or anything.
That's okay. I was just asking.
Yeah,
where
I just don't want you to let them know. I don't want you to. I don't want you to let them know, because I don't want to ruin the surprise. I just want to my son to see Santa Claus. I'm going to use a grappling hook. Yeah, I just got this grappling hook, so I'm gonna swing it around and throw it up on the top, and it'll catch on the side of the edge of the roof, and I'm just going to pull myself up.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah. Hello? Hello? Son of a fuck. That was a non-call. Sorry, guys.
You should be. Welcome to the show. This is Whoopi's Christmas Eve Spectacular, Killa Killa Christmas, here on rogueserver.com/Whoopi.
Hosted by
Whoopi.
BoJack.
Hosted especially by BoJack and Whoopi. I'm your co-host, Chiff Haynes. I've been here this entire time. Whoopi is AFK.
Indisposed. He's indisposed.
Whoopi is gone.
We can't.
Welcome to the show.
Hey guys, welcome to the show.
Oh boy, Rosin's about to say the N-word.
Neighbor.
Whoopi.
How y'all motherfuckers doing? Big Tiff's in the house. Tiff's in the house.
That went for a while.
Welcome, Tiff.
Too short. What's it? No, it was only a few minutes. Fuck.
Best appearances by Tiff.
She can't. I think we have to wait till Buffy comes back to unmute her.
I have to go get my fingerboard. I'll be right back.
Whoopi has to
Where's
do the
Whoopi?
Magic.
The
where's,
way it should
where's
be.
Where's Whoopi? Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, everyone was unprepared. Oh, I...
Hey, I got it almost as long.
Oh, just in the nick like of time. We lost everybody.
Oh, I was in the darkness.
Fucking click flip.
Wait, did you get permission? You got permission?
Welcome to the show, brought to you by water.
Hi,
drink water.
Bojack.
I need permission to kickflip.
Bojack,
got my
it's
coffee.
So nice to hear you.
I got my circular saw ready.
Circular
Who's
saw.
Going fingerboarding with me, bitches?
I can't do it.
I'm
I don't
not
know
allowed.
Any tricks.
I'm going to finger your board, buddy.
Learn.
I got a grappling hook.
I'm going to tell you this right
I
now.
I like that, Bojack.
Fingerboarding is very difficult, but I believe in each and every one of you.
I have a medically fucked up finger. I can't do it.
You could do it even with a medically fucked up finger.
It's ligaments.
Medical. What's wrong
Ligament.
With it?
A tendon.
Let's discuss that.
Can I do the next call?
Yeah. Rosin. This is Holiday Inn.
Is it a hotel?
Yeah.
Holiday Inn?
Yeah.
It's a grocery store.
It's a grocery store.
Holiday Inn Express, how may
I be? Mama Huevo, how are you, mijo? What you up to, man? Oh, I'm trying to get a room. Can I get a room? I burned my house down. I just need a room. Can you give me a room? Quit being so goddamn quiet over there.
I think he heard you speak Spanish and immediately hung up.
Isn't that like mother balls?
I'm gonna call him right back.
What
is...
Eggs.
Yeah, well, huevos also mean balls.
Oh.
It's like slang for balls.
I like that. Educational.
Hi, Mama Mo.
Guys,
can
next
call
door.
Again.
Dude, well, if you're making coffee, make sure when you make a coffee, so I'm going to make a coffee.
Oh, I want a cocoa.
Spreading.
Can you make it spread?
coffee. Oh, let's see if the coffee's any good. Okay.
Don't burn your mouth.
It's hot, which means it's probably burned.
Do you warm your mug up with hot water before you pour into it?
No.
The way.
Merci d'avoir appelé le Comfort Inn Gatineau. Thank you for calling the Comfort Inn Gatineau. An English message
will follow.
Notre hôtel a été entièrement rénové et est prêt à vous accueillir avec de nouvelles installations pour votre plus grand confort. Nous avons hâte de vous recevoir. Pour les réservations, appuyez sur le 1. Pour
press
les demandes de groupe, appuyez sur le 2.
Press 2.
2.
I'm about to ask this guy on the phone if he's a real motherfucker for Santa.
I have special powers, so I can drink coffee at any time.
Can you call a NORAD Santa line?
Enema style.
The number you have dialed is not.
Can you do that, Whoopi, or no?
NORAD.
Can you call NORAD? Yeah, I want to see if I can try talking to them.
Oh my goodness.
It's like that one time when Carlito almost caused a big international incident with NORAD.
I'm watching Santa right now.
Where is he? Is he in Compton?
Oh my god, he's nearby.
He's
oh shit.
He's a little busy right now.
He's a mama huevo.
The Santa tracker is so cool.
The Santa enema.
Santa-ma?
That was a joke I was about to make when Whoopi said he can have coffee anywhere and it's a special treat. He's having coffee enemas.
I said it's a special power and I can have it any time.
I was mostly listening to you. I'm doing my best.
Mama huevo.
Oh, this isn't Santa. I'm sorry. This is Hotel V.
Hotel me.
For service in English, press 9. Okay. Pour une réservation,
oh,
une demande
nine.
It's always like press 9, press 8.
Welcome to Hotel V. To make a reservation or request, press 5. If you know the number of the room or extension you wish to reach, dial it now. For our various departments and services, press 6. For the telephone directory, press 7. And for our contact details, press 8.
Please hold a moment.
Thought you would to let
and
me
to really
know.
Five.
Mama Weevil, good morning, sir. Hi, how are you? I had a couple of
good.
Concerns
about
you? The room I was in. I had a couple of concerns about the room I was in.
Yes.
The big fat man hasn't showed up yet, and I put cookies out for him and milk. What's up with that?
Sir, you are calling the Hotel Angarino, Quebec, Canada.
Yeah, Quebec, Canada. I'm here visiting on vacation because I hate my own I hate my own town. Where's right. Santa Claus at?
Come again, sir?
Where's the big fat man himself? Where is Santa Claus at? Mama huevo.
I have no idea why you're saying, sir.
You know Santa Claus? You know that big fat guy who comes who has a big fat belly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where the hell is he?
Big I fat have man. No idea.
Are you the big fat man in the lobby who's trying to give me my presents, if you know what I mean? Uh-uh.
Are you using a real microphone? You just sounded
yeah.
Different.
No, nice. I just put my mic close to my face.
He's gone. Welcome.
Did he hang up?
Yeah.
Yes, do something with a grappling hook.
Me?
I should go woman with a grappling hook. It's even more crazy.
I don't know enough about them.
There's not much well, you need to know. They just, it's a grappling hook.
Yeah, it's a piece of rope with a big hook at the tied to the end.
I'm like, you know, I knew that.
That's all it is.
I want one.
Doesn't everybody? Who doesn't want a grappling hook?
Right? Doesn't it just seem like something fun to have?
Tiff.
It does. I don't know.
Bonjour. Et bienvenue au Old Chelsea.
I don't have
for
a plan.
English, dial 9.
Just tell me you have a huge tip.
Hello, and welcome to Square Old Chelsea. To rent a room for a private event, please fill out the quote request in the groups and meeting tabs of our website at squareoldchelsea.ca. If you wish to speak to the person in charge of venue bookings, please hang up and dial 819-639-7486.
I'm just reading out phone numbers.
For the Chelsea pub, dial 1. For Biscotti, dial 2.
Can I have the pub?
For accommodations, the Loop du Village. You have reached the Chelsea pub. You can now place a takeout order in the restaurants tab of our website at squareoldchelsea.ca. To make a reservation, please go to our website at squareoldchelsea.ca and select the book button. To make a group reservation of more than 10 people, please go to the contact tab of our website at squareoldchelsea.ca. To speak to a member of the Chelsea pub team, dial 1.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Hey, that was painful.
The French Canadian accents are rough.
I'm a French Canadian motherfucker.
Oh, that's why you sound like
pardon
shit.
I'm sorry. Pardon my French, but what the fuck?
It explains my affinity for gaudy jewelry and perfumes.
French Canadian isn't French, it's just French Canadian. It's still trashy Canadian. Toity-toity Canadians.
Maybe they're closed.
This. Oh. I'll call another place and I'll give you like 10 more seconds. I'll try to find a pub. It's open.
I was looking at the pictures of this place and I really wanted them to answer, but I'll be okay.
The hours are going to be like unreliable right now.
Mm-hmm. Vous avez bien rejoint la boîte vocale du Square Old Chelsea. Tous nos agents sont actuellement occupés. Veuillez laisser votre nom.
Shut up. I don't understand that gobbledygook.
Yeah, okay. Tell that bitch to shut up.
You could do the same say. One and just
no
get to the
desk.
Or you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
I'm gonna get.
Telephone needs to quit being a motherfucker.
No rules.
I'm too scared to call NORAD, I'm sorry.
Don't, call the NORAD, please.
I'm afraid to call NORAD too. Let me put you on a list.
I want to see if that motherfucker Santa wants to throw down.
Yeah, you probably don't want to see this.
Hi.
Le Pichador. Hello?
Hi, bonjour, how are you?
Fine and you?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
Yes.
I was at the pub earlier, and,
sorry?
Do you speak English okay?
I'm not too bad, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're doing good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, do you know what a grappling hook is?
The what?
A grappling hook? It's like a big hook on a rope and you throw it.
Just a minute, I'm not sure.
Uh-oh. The timing is bad once again. Oh, hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
What's your... What?
I was there earlier. Do you know what a grappling hook is?
You was here earlier?
Oui.
Oui, tu parles français?
Yeah. Je parle
très bien
français. It was my grapple.
Tell me what you forgot.
When you had your backs turned to me at the bar and you were helping other people, I had my little hook, like my hook on a rope, and I was using it to like throw it behind the bar and wrangle up bottles. So it was cool because I got really drunk for like almost free, but I left my hook on my rope. Did you find that?
No.
T'as-tu trouvé un sac ou quelque chose?
No. Do you know where it was?
Well, I was sitting near a register, and I.
You were playing. You was playing at the Loto Quebec machine, or hello?
What hello? About a machine? Hello, bonjour.
Yeah.
Well, there was no machine. Like, I was by like where the credit cards are done, and I was throwing it. It's kind of like a lasso. I got a bottle of Jameson and a bottle of 151.
La fille, elle a acheté une bouteille de Jameson, elle a perdu sa carte de crédit.
It was pretty cool.
Are you sure it's here? The Gabby? The server tell me nobody bought the Jameson bottle.
Oh, I didn't buy it. I was using my lasso. I was sneaking it. I was like over my head like a cowboy. Like, have you ever seen a cowboy with a rope and they spin it over their head and then they catch the cow around the neck? It's what I usually do when I go to the bar to, like, I catch a bottle instead.
Okay. So, what do you want me to do?
Oh, I don't know. At this point, I feel like it's just, you know, nice to check in and say hello. If you don't have it, you don't have it. I can always make a new one. I think the most important thing you need to know now is that j'aime jouer avec flambé, you know?
No, sorry.
What's the most important thing? Oh, je suis l'homme de la bête. I am
Are
that
we?
Man. Oui.
What do you want?
All these ices. You listen to Fergie? I listen to Fergie.
Dis-moi, qu'est-ce que tu veux qu'on fasse?
Playlist?
What do you want us to do? Come back
know.
And let's see what we can find.
Sure, and then maybe we can like tie each other up with like the grappling hook rope if we find
it. Yeah, maybe.
Ooh, bon, bon, bon.
Yeah, and me, you, and Gabby. I don't know. I don't see you, but we're open.
Okay. All right, and I'll show you what my grappling hook is. I love you.
Okay.
Je t'aime, mon ami.
We'll wait for you.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Well, he didn't say Gabby. He said grappine, which means grappling hook in French. He said
good
me,
job,
you and a grappling hook, and we can have a good time. That's wild.
That's wild.
Oh.
That's wild. Wild.
On the rogue server.
Is the most important thing.
I have to roll and then smoke a Christmas joint.
Christmas joint,
Christmas
rats.
Joint.
I'm smoking a Christmas bowl.
Hey guys, do you think Santa Claus is actually gonna show up? I'm still convinced he hasn't shown up yet.
He's gonna come.
I hope so. I'm not sure I'm on the good list this year.
Yeah, me either.
Call a lot of people, motherfuckers. Oh, and he's got the snowflakes.
A lot of people giggle.
I want to do this one. This is another bar. Hi.
Hello?
Gilmar.
Hello?
Gilmar.
Hello? Hi, yeah.
Hi. Hey, is this the Gilmar bar?
Yes, this is.
Is it? Because I got a Christmas early this year. What the
What? That didn't make any sense.
calling them back. I don't think they're going to pick up. Nah. Welcome to the show. I'm Wappy. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey.
Welcome to the show.
Christmas Eve.
Some, like, 24-hour... Are Denny's open on, like, for 24 hours still on Christmas Eve?
They gotta be. Chiff
Hank. That makes me really sad. Fun.
I want to bring some service dogs into Dunes.
Come on, pick up.
Good evening, Lafayette.
Hi, the Christmas for early? I had an early Christmas this year. I want to try it out down there at the Lafayette.
I don't understand your question. Can you say that again?
I have a grappling hook, and I'm gonna use it on the bar there. I just wanted to let you know.
You have a book? You left a book here?
Oh, grappling hook.
A grappling hook? You left a grappling hook here?
I have one for Christmas. They had to do the Santa thing. I'm just going to try it out on the building there.
I really don't understand what your question is.
I'm a, just, you know, whenever you see a guy scaling the building, just, you know, it's normal. It's just me. Okay?
I don't think that anyone should be scaling the building right now.
I have a grappling hook. I have to try it out.
I don't care if you have a grappling hook. I don't think you should scale the building. I'm going to hang up now.
It's
have
safe.
A good night.
I'm scaling it.
Aww.
That grappling hook is great.
It is good. It's funny.
Dragon Mew. That sounds like a Dragon Mew premise.
They let Santa climb on the building.
Where's Wasted at? He's in your chat.
I think he's just always here, lurking, but not really. Keeping tabs.
Nos bureaux sont présentement fermés. Nos heures d'ouverture sont du lundi au vendredi, de 8h30 à 16h30. Pour tout...
I need to get out of French Canada. I don't, you know, it's too confusing.
Pourquoi?
But at the same time, they are pretty fun to talk to, and you get to talk to them.
4K. 4K.
That's all I've been doing. I've been answering, like, in 4K. Spanish.
Mon Dieu.
I don't know any French, but I do know some Spanish.
Can we talk to Indians?
No, fuck that.
Nothing
all
them
a bunch
fight.
Of banshee.
I'm not going
to
actively
scrappy.
I'm not going to actively
talk shit on the phone.
Seek out people.
Santa's watching.
Take a shit on the Indians, you know what I'm saying?
Jesus, Rosin. Rosin. Go pet your dog.
Rosin. Is an edgy boy.
Wait, who's turn? Denny's. Chips.
Your turn.
My turn to go to Denny's.
Turn.
There you go.
When I get a moons over Miami.
Moons over Miami.
Stink.
Now, let's see how many service dogs you can get in
Christmas.
There.
I have an idea.
Look. Coffee hook.
Come on, Denny's.
Denny's! Sorry, I
They're
screamed.
Probably busy.
Don't say that.
Sad sight.
Maybe they do. Maybe they do close for Christmas.
Or are the people who don't do Christmas going to eat?
If you worked at... Well, I guess we know
Grab
the answer.
Chinese restaurant.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hello? 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 Hi. This is Chiff. I came down there. Hello, you fucking egg.
If I worked at Denny's, that's
you
what I would do every
egg.
Time.
Why is that so funny?
The line is terrible.
Hello? Is there a person there? Do they hang up?
You're a little bit quiet.
I don't... I'm not trying to be. My mouth's like right up against my microphone.
Do you have the gain? Just bump the gain. Just a smidge.
I'll bump the gain. Just there we go. The gain has been bumped.
There
you sound normal to me.
I bumped on the gain.
I'll call her back since she picked up.
Bump you in the gain.
I'm trying to roll a huge joint right now. This is going to be really difficult.
I'll take care of it.
Just going to wait.
No, I'll take care of it.
I'll do the call, and then I'll...
Boof it.
Denny's Home Business, this is Cherry speaking. How can I help
you? Hello, Cherry. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me all right? I was having trouble with my phone.
Okay, what can I do for you?
So I came down there earlier. I picked up some food for takeout. I got the takeout. I went in and I got my hair cut. And when I got my food, there was a hair in my food.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to put you over to my supervisor. I just got in, okay. So I have no idea about this
right.
Order.
Okay, all right.
Hello.
Hey, so I went down there after I got my hair cut and I picked up some food. And when I got home, there was some hair in my food. Do you think it's my hair or theirs?
Like, what happened with the food, sir?
Well, no, so, like, I went and I got my hair cut, and then I went and picked up my takeout from the Denny's, and I got home and there was a hair in my food. But I'm trying to figure out, do you think it's one of my hairs or somebody else's?
Sir, is it a long hair or a short hair?
Well, I mean, it's like a regular sized hair, but, like, I had a lot of hair before they cut it all off. It could be any kind of hair. Like it could be a hair from your arm, but it could be a hair from your head. It could be an eyelash if you had really long eyelashes.
Okay, so I had only girls who are working in that time.
There's only girls working?
Yeah, that time.
Do any of them have short
hair?
Hairs.
Like, yeah, they wear the hair net and everything.
Does anybody down there think that Santa Claus is going to come to the Denny's tonight?
Yeah, maybe.
You
that
do?
Maybe that can be possible.
That'd be awesome if Santa Claus came down there with all the presents for all the people working at Denny's. Do you think anybody there would get coal? Do you think they would give him coal? Who's going to get coal? Spill the tea. Who's getting coal at the Denny's? Come on, at least one of your coworkers is going to get some coal, right? Like, there's somebody down there who wasn't a good boy or girl this year. Who's getting coal at the Denny's? Oh, all right. Good lord, that line noise, though.
That's, yeah. That line noise is pretty horrible,
holy
but the actual,
hell.
Like,
that is bad.
The fidelity. Okay.
That call sucked. What a fucking idiot this Chiff Haynes guy is.
I like that you said it looks like it could be an eyelash, and she was like, oh, there's only girls. Like, the girls don't have eyelashes.
Girls don't have
women
eyelashes.
Don't have...
Have you ever seen a girl?
No.
Yeah, see, exactly, Tiff. Open your fucking eyes once.
That's why they all have those fake eyelashes.
I'm so sorry. It's
who's
because
going
I'm
next?
A girl.
Can I go next?
Oh, if you want to.
I want Rosin to be like my ringtone, and it's him going, who's going next? It would be cute.
Come on. You can do it. You can do it. Yeah,
come on.
Come on, Denny's.
Jingle bells. Should I sing jingle bells to the Denny's?
It's your choice.
Do Feliz Navidad.
Yeah.
Feliz Navidad.
Mm-hmm. There you go, you got it. That's all you need to do. Just keep singing that part.
Just that part.
There are other parts, but if you don't know the other ones, just keep repeating that one.
Feliz Navidad. Da 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 da. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Thanks for
Denny's. Can I do a ghost order, or is that against the law?
What happened, sir?
Hi, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You sound sexy. I have a couple of questions. Who's the man in charge?
Uh-oh.
You made him shy.
Yeah, I think we gotta go back to our bread and butter, grappling hooks.
Grappling hooks.
Welcome to the BoJack Show on the Whoopee Network here on rogueserver.com/Whoopee, hosted by your host, BoJack. Tonight, we'll be doing grappling hook calls live on the air at rogueserver.com.
10:53 Eastern.
Grappling hooks, yeah, let's fucking do it. I have a great idea for that.
Denny's?
Denny's? Okay.
Denny.
Grappling, dude.
Big fat Denny's.
Denny's.
Hello, thank you for calling Denny's. It's a shy.
Hi, Denny's. How's it going? I had a couple of issues going on with the order I had.
Okay, what was your name?
My name is Jance Gerald.
Okay,
they call me Big G for a reason. Not exactly. I was there about a few hours ago. Because I just noticed your building, your guys' building is kind of old.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if I might have just left something on top of the building. I'm going to be honest, I might did.
You watched something on top of the building?
Yeah, I launched something. It's kind of stuck up there now.
Oh, I see. We don't own the building, so you might have to call the mall about that.
You guys are owned by a mall?
No, we're just in the mall.
Oh, there's a Denny's in the mall? That's crazy.
Do you know what you're calling?
Yeah, I'm calling the Denny's. My grappling hook is stuck on the wall. I need you guys to get down.
Well, I guess you're on your own then, aren't you?
Yeah, you sound like a lucky lady. Yeah.
Well, best of luck with that. I hope you get it back.
Yeah. Because Merry Christmas, am I right?
Yeah, exactly.
Man, he needs his grappling hook back.
Well, hey, I need to finish my rolls of cutlery so I can go home, and I can't.
I will roll your silverware for you, but you need to get your grappling hook.
I'll give you some V-Bucks, lady. You want some V-Bucks?
Of your side work. He needs his hook.
You got a roof there. I'm looking right at it.
I believe you.
I'm looking at your roof right now. You have a roof.
What do you need me to do? Like, bring the ice buckets for you, or what?
The ice bucket challenge.
I need you guys to have a good Christmas Eve, okay?
Bye. Like
hey, ice bucket challenge,
Shy.
Bitch.
Merry Christmas,
you,
bitch. Merry Christmas,
Shy. Shy.
Merry Christmas.
I love you.
Merry Christmas. I love you.
Bend over.
You fucked up when you're like, it's in a mall.
No, she said it's in a mall.
She said
I know, but he asked. He was like, there's a Denny's in a mall? But he was there earlier.
No, allegedly, for real.
Allegedly.
At Denny's has a roof.
Denny's has a roof. Yeah. The roof lodge in.
Do you know any American hotel?
An American hotel?
American?
Someone not in fucking French Canada.
Oh, we're in not French
even
Canada.
Regular Canada is okay.
We're in regular Canada hotel.
That'll do. Are you Canadian, Whoopi?
No. Oh no, wait. I
not,
prefer not to answer.
He's not like Andy Anderson.
Better
he's
not be.
Like.
I prefer not to answer on the grounds that might tend to incriminate me or something.
He's not like he's not like not Antita Tupos. Andy Anderson.
I keep Whoopi in a jar on my shelf.
Gay.
She did say I believe you.
It's like a genie.
Motel 6 Campbellford.
Up till Santa Claus, you guys.
Motel features 20 newly renovated rooms designed for your comfort and convenience. Enjoy our large in-ground saltwater pool. We also offer a scenic picnic area with barbecue facilities, a children's playground, a cozy fire pit, and docks for your boat and fishing adventure.
Oh, nice. I missed
looking
that.
For the perfect venue for your special day?
Well,
we have a beautiful wedding venue that can accommodate up to 50 guests, creating an intimate and memorable experience.
Zero, three,
I don't know, I saw so very low. My bad.
Model 6 Campbellford, how can I help you?
Hi, we're doing the Santa thing. We're going to do the grappling hook to the roof for the kids so they can see Santa.
Okay.
When do you want us to come down to do it?
This is Model 6.
Yeah, we got the grappling hook. Just
grapple
right up to the roof. That way we just leave the deer tracks up there. And show it to the kids.
At the Motel 6 in Campbellford?
Yeah. Now parents pay me like $50 each just so the kids can like see the footprints on the roof.
We'll have to get the approval from the head officer.
Okay, and can we do the, for the Christmas brine and the saltwater pool?
Sorry?
The Christmas brine and the saltwater pool to get them going? I test them out before we give them to the kids.
Everything we'll have to approve it from the head officer.
I can just do it real quick. Just put them in the pool, see if they hatch, see if they go.
No, we can't allow that anything until we got approval from the head officer.
Because it's for the kids, though, for Christmas.
I understand it's for the Christmas, but the last minute, you know, still we have to go through the head office.
But for they already paid me.
I understand, but we still, as a business, we do have to go through the head office approval.
I just got to do it.
I know, you got to do it somewhere else.
I already got paid. I got to do it there, man. I'm already en route and everything. I got, you know, the car is full. It'll just be in and out, just like that, like, you know?
I think you're pulling the leg. Sorry.
Pulling the leg? I'm going to throw a grappling hook on your roof and climb up it. How's that sound?
I'm using that from now on. You're pulling the leg.
Just the one.
That was cute.
Waste joined in the voice thing, but he hasn't said anything yet. Merry Christmas, Wasted, you bitch.
I want him to do the thing.
Oh, yes! Hey, there he is.
Do it again, please. Please. Before I joined here, I was literally going to tag you and demand it and rogue. Please. Fuck.
This guy, the door, it wasn't locked. I came in. No.
Makes me happy. Oh.
Went down the chimney. Can I do a grappling hook now?
Yeah.
Going bankrupt and sweeps your home away from home. If you know the number of the room you wish to...
Ooh.
Oh.
That's promising.
Oh.
I'm muted to the phone. If they don't pick up at the front desk, we'll call rooms.
Totally. That's so much more fun. We can ask them if they want the Santa to knock on their window. Oh no.
Alright, we're calling rooms.
Oh my god, we can do so much right now. This is like the best day to have direct dial calls. We're gonna just make sure, let them know that Santa's coming up and he's gonna knock on the door.
He's drunk.
Thank you for calling Bancroft.
He's very drunk.
You're home away from home. If you know the number of the room you wish to reach, please dial it up.
Transferring to extension 112. One moment, please.
Oh, she's fast.
Let's go. Oh, this is awesome.
I'm sorry, the call was not answered. To transfer to a different extension, enter it now.
It's going to be hard.
Transferring to extension 113.
Oh, that's so fast.
Please. Oh, this is awesome. You can just keep going. I think a lot of people, though, aren't in hotels right now.
It's always the twos.
Amazing. Oh, I'll call right back.
Yeah, it's start like 2:15.
Thank you for calling Bancroft Inn and Suites. You're sorry.
I feel like every hotel I've ever stayed at is always second floor. Always a two.
This call is for extension 3501. To accept the call, press 1. To redirect the call, press 2. To reject the call, press 3.
Wait,
to record a real-time
meeting,
press 5.
Press 1.
Pressed 1. I pressed 1.
God damn it.
I pressed 1. I pressed 1 a whole bunch.
No, not you. Does anyone have any good? There are some hotels. Sorry.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm holding the fax machine.
Oh, hello,
Kat. If you need the number of the room you wish to reach, please dial it at any time. Transferring to extension 115. One moment, please.
Come on.
I'm sorry, the call was not answered. To transfer to a different extension, enter it now. To leave. Transferring to extension 117. One moment, please.
Is he gonna yell at you?
I hope.
We need another fax machine. What are you doing today? Are you like playing with like cars? Do you have like a car in your hand going
enter it now.
I do that all the time on my Hot Wheels.
I know you.
Transferring to extension 118. One moment, please.
I gotta get someone.
We called all those places, and they said there was no one in their hotels. I feel like this is like a night where there's not a lot of people in hotels.
I'd be surprised.
There's got to be at least one guy there.
I'm sorry, the call was not answered. To transfer to a different extension.
Try like 215 or 212.
Extension 201. One moment, please.
There you go.
I'm sorry, the call was not answered. To transfer, invalid entry, please try again.
There's no one in the hotel. The front desk didn't even answer. Everybody's just gone.
It's a ghost hotel.
They closed for Christmas.
I'm gonna go, yeah, I'm gonna go smoke
this call
this,
is for
Christmas
extension
joint.
5-0.
I love you. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Bye. And so, good night.
Hello?
Just kidding, no.
Oh, good night.
Hello?
Good night, Chiff. I pressed 1.
What did it did that again? Did it do that again?
Yeah. Did it again.
That's so weird. It sounds like an incoming call.
Yeah. That's interesting. That just sucks.
It's very interesting. It doesn't do anything. I feel like you just have the system's confused.
Yeah, they must. Wait. You know, they must be a ghost hotel.
Ghost hotel.
In the bush.
Dude, are there any haunted hotels that you call? That'd be fun. There's like a few like haunted ones, but I bet they get so many prank calls. It's like calling a sex shop. They're like ready for it.
Come on.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
GFYS, biatch. Oh, shit, it's 11 already. I guess we can just keep going.
Getting it. Christmas.
I'm gonna have to go myself.
It's Christmas. Don't know what you're gonna do. I'm just here. It's the same with you guys.
Oh, that's an 800 number.
Alaska's getting antsy. He says, come on.
Me too. Come on. Come on.
Come on. Got hooks to grapple and shit.
Come on, guy.
Lassos.
Hello. We are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Bitch.
I have to go give my cat an IV. I'm just gonna listen for now.
Bitch. That's so nice of you. I used to have to give my cat insulin.
It's fucking brutal, dude. It's getting easier.
No, I used to have to do it.
Just get me the
cat. They get used to it, though. You just, like, the routine.
I have to wrap her up like a burrito. She's not used to it, but I'm
just kind of like, just pick up, like, the scruff, kind of, and just use it. That's where you did it for the, yeah. She got used to it, and it's kind of numb, though.
You can just skin
as long as you don't hit the other shit, you're good.
I've been just poking her full of holes and seeing what happens.
That's usually how you do it. How could he?
Do it. Oh. Please.
Oh, I got two new cats.
Please. You're ruining my Christmas.
We need to go to the big city. They're not picking up here.
Oh, Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham?
I don't know why. Those hotels get like. Really angry.
Let me find him.
Or Montgomery, Alabama. Alabama, though. Alabama's the state.
Oh.
It's almost Christmas there, too.
Thank you, Christ. It's been in my head all day.
Hey, Waze, did you see that Bears game?
That made me so upset. I'm like, all right, it's good. We got 2 minutes left. A lot of bad shit would have to happen all at once, and it all happened. All fucking. I'm like, Man, we deserve to lose after that. That's fucking terrible. All of it was awful. That was awful.
Bear down, baby.
Thank you for calling the Home of Suites by Hilton, Birmingham, downtown, new UAB. With free Wi-Fi, free hot breakfast, along with our complimentary evening.
Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to the operator.
They bent us over the fucking bench and just fucking bear fucked up. I mean, this is, man.
Come on. No, they're not picking up.
Oh my God, have you called NORAD yet?
No.
I completely forgot about that. You should call NORAD.
We could. We could, but just don't say anything crazy.
We got three inbound. What's your confidence level?
Birmingham, downtown, Tutwiler. If you are looking for easy access,
you are being transferred to the operator.
Oh, Tiff.
I fingered things.
Locks. What the fuck? Do you think this is a 2000?
Thank you for calling the historic Tutwiler. This is front desk.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, we're doing like a Santa grappling hooks thing for the kids. It's almost Christmas. Just, you know, on the roof and everything. Oh, they see the Santa coming.
No. There were conversations about calling NORAD.
We could try. I mean, is that a human that's going to answer?
That motherfucker's up in Canada right now. I'm watching him on the NORAD map. Hold on. And there's another one. I found another tracker another year, and then it had different locations for Santa. So I remember calling them up at one point and, like, arguing with them that their tracker wasn't accurate or something. Santa tracker.
Oh, is that why you were calling?
Google
yeah,
has one.
Yeah, you.
No.
When's he coming to America?
He's heading south right now.
Oh, cool.
He's in Ontario.
Oh, he's
according to
the
NORAD, I gotta see where Google says he's at.
I wonder what his, like, health.
Hello. Oh, hi. For the, you know, Christmas time. Red umbrella.
What's the question? You're breaking up there. What?
We have the grappling hook. We just want to try it out. We got it for Christmas. Just to, like, scale.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure what the question is.
Oh, we just want to use the grappling hook. We're just calling to let you know we're going to do it in the morning. Like, we got the grappling hook for the kids. I just want to try it out.
I don't know what you're referring to. The grappling hook?
Yeah, you know, it's like a rope with a hook on it. You just swing it, and it, like, onto the roof. I just wanted to let you know we're going to do that.
Okay, I guess I'm not quite understanding what you're asking.
Just don't freak out if you see someone climbing up the side of the building. We're just trying out the grappling hook. We got it for Christmas. We got it for the kids. You know, like Christmas, like Santa Claus and stuff? And cookies?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we did all that, and we got the grappling hook.
Yeah, I'm afraid I don't... So you're going to be climbing up... What, is this my neighbor?
Yeah, we're going to just climb up the side of your building there. We don't want to scuff up our roof too bad. I figure your roof, no, your roof should be able to take it.
No. No, no, you're not climbing up my roof with a grappling hook.
I got it, man. We got to try it out with the kids. They'll be so happy.
No.
They'll be so happy.
No. No, that's not going to happen.
No, they'd be so happy, though.
Well, I'm sure they would be.
We can't
be doing that here. I can't. My insurance company won't allow that.
Oh, they don't have to know about it. If they fall, we'll just, you know.
Yeah, no, we can't be doing that.
If they fall off the roof, and you know, whatever, you know, just take them, you know. My lips are sealed.
Okay,
if yours are sealed.
Yeah, you have a Merry Christmas.
I love you.
Okay, have a good night.
Good night. Merry Christmas. I love you. Bye.
Not in my room.
Fun fact, according to the Santa tracker from him, the speed that he's going from where he's going to where he's headed next, and the time it takes to get there, he's going roughly 28,000 miles per hour.
He's fast.
Nice.
Nora says he's in Michigan, and Google says he's in fucking, what the hell is it?
He's in Midland, Michigan. So Midland, Michigan, hold on.
They're not synced. That's crazy.
You'd think that people would get it together here a little bit. I mean,
right? For like the sake of what they're doing, for all that effort, you would think they would sync it.
No, well, now it's saying 8,000 miles an hour. He slowed down once he got to Michigan. He hauled ass in Canada if you want to get out of there.
I don't know what to say at NORAD, but I'll call them up since you know,
is it actually like gonna? Let Tiff do it.
No, I don't want to. Actually, Wasted maybe should do it and complain about the discrepancies between the two Santa trackers.
Well, Nora,
thank you for calling NORAD. Please hold for the next available Santa tracker or a live voicemail update. Happy holidays, and remember, we have the watch.
The fucking elf thing went away. Thank you for calling, Santa Tracker. That thing is gone.
Just remember, we have the watch. Well, now he's going all the way from Michigan to Pennsylvania. That seems like counter.
Who planned this fucking route? This is retarded. Yeah.
Who planned this route? He's skipping over Ann Arbor, Detroit, all of these other places.
Oh, he's going to Detroit right now.
Kids in the ghetto don't deserve anything.
Santa's in Detroit. Pray for him.
With the NORAD one, he doesn't stop at all. He's just flying around. When does he stop to deliver the presents? Doesn't make any sense. How does Santa make this up? Noise over Lake Erie, according to Nora.
Dude, I think the NORAD one's more accurate because the fucking Florida one. Like, this guy has been dicking around in like one state for a long time.
Florida on Google?
Georgia right now. He went through Orlando. He hit Atlanta, and now he's still floating above Georgia somewhere.
He's going to Pennsylvania right now. He just landed in Pennsylvania, according to Noah.
He's heading to Ohio. He's heading for Cleveland, Ohio.
Uh-oh. Now he is. He made a U-turn. None of this makes sense. He just went over Cleveland. He just passed over Cleveland to get to Erie.
Did he just made a fucking reindeer gas? Like, what?
What's it called when, like, stars have people that look like them to just distract people? Oh, a body double. Sam has a body double. It's all fake. So no one steals the presents.
Does anybody know the Weird Al song, The Night Santa Went Crazy?
Yes.
And that he flipped his lid.
Vaguely.
I remember that from like Albino Black Sheep.
Wait, why did?
Call back. Hang up and call back.
Hold on. I have to go to bed. Oh, Santa comes.
Now we're on NORAD's voice recording.
Oh, I muted the line.
Thank you for calling NORAD. Please hold for the next available Santa tracker or a live voicemail update. Happy holidays. And remember,
so I know we've called in other years, and it'll play a different message whether or not you're actually getting through or not. I'm shocked that they changed it from that fucking elf thing that was like, thank you for calling Santa tracker.
Santa tracker's getting more serious.
Yeah, it's been like that for years.
I don't understand. So they're just like a regular person that just says, oh, he's over here now. He's just doing what I'm doing right now, looking at the screen.
It's just a bunch of volunteers to do this.
That sounds kind of fun. Oh, there's a photo. There's a photo from Cleveland. Oh, no.
It's on fire.
Dude, the click on the Cleveland photo thing there.
I gotta zoom in.
My Cleveland, look, it's fucked up. They spelled Cleveland wrong. The link goes to a dead Wikipedia article. That's so funny.
Santa feeds them beans to make reindeer gas.
Oh my god.
I don't like the way
why is it a Wikipedia article?
It's a dead. They spelled Cleveland with two D's. So when you click on it, it says this Wikipedia article doesn't exist.
Come on, NORAD.
But
we might not get through NORAD tonight, or just call back later. I don't know.
If we start talking about North Korea, we might get in quicker.
Okay, we're gonna call.
Fuck, does that? I want to see if he goes there.
Yeah, does he go to North Koreans get Christmas presents?
And I want to know if one of the trackers goes to North Korea, which one will it be? It will be NORAD or it'll be Google?
It is funny that they have two totally different ones.
That's also interesting.
Santa has a picture of Kim Jong on the sleigh.
He's trying to reunify Korea.
Why does Google have one? I would believe more that the SpaceX or whatever would have one instead of fucking Google. Like someone that actually does like
capitalism.
Space and stuff.
Capitalism, motherfucker.
Well, no, not even. I mean, even NASA. If it was NASA having a Santa tracker. But I mean, you have NORAD. Like that's the government.
Yeah, no,
one.
That's way cooler.
Hotel.
That makes sense.
I wonder if it's if they do it like a training exercise. Like it's like as if it's like they're checking missiles. Like they do treat it like right.
Hotel,
Santa.
Hotel.
Santa is somewhere totally different.
Calling the Kelly Birmingham Tapestry.
Wait, did you do it?
Please hold for assistance.
What?
Oh,
oh no,
hotel.
They're going
hotel.
To the same place. They're both going to show us the messaging.
Hello?
Yes. So thank you for calling Kelly. May I help you?
Hi, look, we're tracking Santa on the Santa tracker thing. He's supposed to be coming soon. Is there any way we can get up on the roof? We're watching NORAD and Google and everything. Hello?
I think they're immune to nonsense.
Actually, really funny. So Santa started in the south on Google, and he started in the north on NORAD. And right now, they're both going to Charleston, West Virginia.
The Google one had him start in fucking Venezuela.
Yeah, exactly. But look, they're converging right now. Wait, no, they just left Charleston and NORAD. And they're going to be in Charleston in 10 seconds.
Is the Google one just going to be like the United States? I bet you would. It's going to be something stupid like that.
If they started in Venezuela.
Do I have to get a VPN and like... I want to see what the Google one says from like a different...
Where did they start? Yeah. He started...
None of this makes any sense.
Yeah, he started
Hello?
From
Hey, we're tracking... Hey, Josh, we're tracking the Santa. He's over Charleston right now. Is there any way to get on the roof for like a signal for him?
I'm sorry?
Santa, he's in Charleston right now. He's over Charleston. We got to get on the roof. Or as he likes to say rough, and it, you know, the rough or the roof?
No.
I have a grappling hook. I could just, you know, I'm trained in it. I have a ladder.
No.
Just on the roof real quick so you just, you know, catch a glimpse of
no.
it. My kids. It's for my kids.
He's just like, fuck this. I'm not dealing with this tonight. It actually is. It's kind of interesting that they're totally different.
Charleston.
It doesn't make any sense. Why would Santa start in Venezuela? Is this a terrorist attack? Is he coming?
It's a false flag. All right.
Wouldn't proudly part wouldn't of the Santa start in Russia?
Where cleanliness
yeah, yo, he's starting in the North Pole.
No, I mean, like, what's the most eastern time zone? It's Russia.
You are being
no, he's
going to
come from the North Pole. He's got to come from the North Pole. That's where he lives.
Yeah, but Russia. Russia is north.
Alaska.
Yeah, well, I feel like Canada is probably where he's going to cross over.
No, Alaska would be the last one.
Because the time's ahead.
Hello?
Hello?
Hampton Southridge, Josh?
Hey, listen, we're tracking Santa right now, and he's on NORAD, and he's about to be over here. My kids are in the room right now, and I'm dressed up like Santa. I got the thing. My wife's in there. And I got a grappling hook. I'm gonna throw it on the roof. I'm a trained climber. It's all good. I'm gonna climb up the window, the side of the building. Just
nope, not all good.
Oh, I love the sound. He hurriedly hung up the phone. Wait, I need to get this.
I'm
a trained climber.
I need to check Santa too. Make sure just call where he's going.
Yeah, you should. Well, it depends. Are we following? Which one do we? Are we NORAD guys or are we Google guys?
I'm doing NORAD.
NORAD.
Loretta.
Yeah. He's on Google.
I have problems with both now.
He's in Washington, D.C. He's in Washington, D.C. right now.
I have problems with both. I don't like either one of these because neither one makes... Santa should have started like 10 hours ago. Like, what... 12 hours.
He's got 6.8 million gifts delivered on Google and only 6.2 on NORAD. So there's clearly a discrepancy here.
Thank you for calling Best Western.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. We're watching the Santa tracker on NORAD. He's just about ready to come over the hotel. I get the Santa suit and everything, and they got the hook. Just to go in front of the window, for the kid, and my son.
Okay.
Is that okay?
To come in a Santa suit?
I got the to hang out in front of the window, because you guys don't have a chimney there, and how else is he gonna do it? So I've been telling him that he comes down through hook, the rope and stuff. By the window, the presents.
Oh, I'm sure that whatever you do will be fine.
All right, I get the. I can just use the grappling hook then.
Oh, what?
The grappling hook.
To climb up the side of the.
Yeah.
The.
And for my son.
Oh no, I don't think you can put a hook on the side of the wall.
Oh, it'll just be on the roof.
I don't know.
I got the Santa suit ready, and my wife's pumping the kid up. He's really excited. He's happy. He's like, "Yay, Santa! Woo, Santa!" He's like that. We got the cookies and everything. We're just gonna take those out the hallway whenever I come.
Well, I don't think you can put a hook on the roof.
It's just, you know, like in the movies, and they have the grappling hook, and they just like, whoosh, and then doom, doom, doom.
Is this like a joke? Are you joking?
Oh, it's for my son. My son. It's a real grappling hook. We took a bite out the cookie already. We just got that. We're gonna like show it to him, and he's. And we got the reindeer tracks all ready to go.
Okay. What room are you in?
210.
Okay.
I just do that.
You have a good night.
Thank you.
There's nobody in here.
Oh, okay. It's for my son.
Okay.
Every hotel is empty tonight.
I'm surprised. I'm super surprised.
I guess it makes sense. This is one night. Everybody's gonna be with your family. Oh. If you're traveling, you're either at home or you're with family.
Unmute Carter, please.
Oh. Do we just keep calling places that are gonna be
Carter
on the Santa tracker?
Yeah, you go to Montgomery, Alabama. Montgomery, Alabama. Oh no, you already called it. They're gonna be there in 16 seconds.
Oh god, this one's got Santa and the Grinch. I gotta put that in chat.
Well, you got one with Santa and the
tracker.
Grinch.
Santa's in Russia. I'm in the main chat. The Santa's in Russia. Now he's in New Zealand. The Grinch is in Solomon Islands.
See. Why is the Grinch traveling?
I don't know why
now
there's
a
Grinch
a
tracker.
What's that thing?
Because of Snowflake.
This map doesn't look like anything. It's a bunch of dots.
Hi, thank you for calling the Drury Hotel. Casey, how may I help you?
Hi, Casey.
Hello?
Casey, hello?
Yes, hello.
We're trying to get the Christmas presents all wrapped up and everything, and we're tracking Santa and doing all these things. And there was a... all right, we got the car unlocked, but we did have to break one window. I guess we notify you about that.
Okay, so I'm sorry, you broke a window for what?
Well, we had to break the window. We didn't know who, we just had to break it. It's for Santa. For like gifts and, you know, we had to do it.
Okay.
Well, how do we notify you of that? I mean, is it like a Santa thing? We just say it's a Santa thing, we write it off and we go on our way or what, like... Is it fine now?
Okay, I guess I'm not understanding.
Santa.
At the hotel.
Stay with me here, man. Stay with me. Santa. You know what Santa is?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. Thank God. You know, Santa robs from the rich, gives to the poor, you know.
Okay, so the window got broken at the hotel you're staying at?
Yeah, it was a Santa thing, yeah.
Okay, so that'd be something to take up with the hotel.
It was a car. A car window.
Okay. Okay, let me get you to the front desk then. That way they're the ones that would
respond
to that. This is the switchboard for them.
Oh, do you know where I can get get some glass or something?
Yes, that I'll connect you up to them, and they'll get you taken care of.
I mean, at this hour, okay. I mean, are they going to be there? Or is it like going to be like a weird phone call wait thing? Are you gonna
we have employees at the desk 24 hours a day.
Oh, are you going to talk to them?
I'm going to connect you through to talk to them.
Are you going to talk to them?
No.
Oh, why not?
Because it's you need to talk to them about the window breakage.
We had to. That's what I'm saying. We had to, and I got you on my side now. So, I mean, if both of us say that we had to break the window, I mean, it's like better in my case. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But do you need to contact the hotel, though, if there's a mess that they need to clean up so that way it's not an issue for other
guests? Oh, it's just glass. It's just glass. Like...
Right.
You know,
so I'll connect you through. One second.
I stomped it. Hello?
Hey, wasted. Check what the name of the body of water is on NORAD that he's flying over.
It's somewhere. I got one of these tabs open. Gulf of America.
That's what it says. It's funny that it says that on NORAD. It's like a
mine's
website.
Not labeled. It just doesn't have anything.
On NORAD, it's a zoom out.
Hello, hi. We had you know how like Susanna is doing this, whatever, and we had to break a window out in the parking lot because of the Santa stuff going on, and the switchboard told me that I had to tell you about it, and he says like it was fine, but it's just like I have to tell you about it.
Do you have to do what now?
We had to break a window for Santa, for, like doing Santa stuff.
You broke a window on your own vehicle?
No, I don't know whose vehicle it is. It's just some, but it was for like Christmas, Santa and stuff, you know. So he said it was fine, but I still had to tell you about it.
It was fine for you to break a window?
For Santa Claus. Ma'am?
I'm not following what you're saying.
Oh, okay. You know, Santa, you know who Santa is? You know who Santa is, right?
Imaginary figure, yes.
What
does that have to do with you breaking a window?
Well, rob from the rich, give to the poor. You know, the Santa, the classic Santa. Ma'am, it's a standard Santa, you know, it's a standard Santa. And we just... he wanted me to tell you, I guess, and he wasn't good enough. He said you...
That you broke a window in the parking lot?
Yeah, we had to.
Is this a joke or something?
No, it's for Santa, for Christmas time. Like, we're watching a NORAD, you know, Santa's coming, we needed gifts, like, right now, break a window, you know. Do you have any glass?
Well, I think I can call Mexico, but I'm not sure.
I figured out the difference between the Google one. The Google one, he stops where he goes.
I can't make the Gulf of America or Mexico or whatever show up on the NORAD one. The label just does not show up.
So
but on the Google
he
one, it says Gulf
there.
Of America.
On the Google one, it says Gulf of America. The other one, it says Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, the NORAD tracker says Gulf of Mexico.
Fucking fast on their maps. It was like immediate. I was like shocked.
But they stop. So he stops at the destination. Only big cities get presents from Santa in Google Land.
Gulf of America.
Okay, I don't
America,
think I can call this country.
North America.
My cat's done her IV, everybody. I didn't kill her. Right? I'm missing the needle cap, though. That's kind of scary. I need that perk. Oh! Found it.
Hello?
Yeah, can I help you?
Hi, we got them for Christmas, and I'm not sure how we're supposed to do them.
Hello? Yeah, tell me how can I help you?
We got them for Christmas, and he's just like, you know, he's like scratching on the floor, he's like digging it up.
Uh-huh.
What do we do?
You want a room right now, or else?
For him. He's in the room with us right now.
Yeah, if you want a room, just directly come to the front desk and get the room over here.
The dog in the room with us?
We allow pets. We charge $15 for pet.
He's like a Santa dog.
Okay, if you have a badge, there will be a wave for the pet.
I flash a badge and I get a free Santa pet.
Okay, no problem.
That's good?
Yeah.
And what's your name?
Yeah, my name is John. I'm from the front desk.
John?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Can I check your eyes real quick?
What?
Can I check your eyes?
Okay,
make sure they're normal.
Eyes.
Just check your eyeball, your eyes.
How can I able to check it out?
I'm gonna look into your eyes.
Okay, and
it's normal. Don't worry about it, man. It's just normal.
Okay, no problem, man.
I'll look into your eyes.
Okay.
I just look into
what did you got in my after seeing my eyes?
I got did make sure you're okay.
Okay, no problem.
I'm just looking at them.
Ooh, here we go. Well, I don't speak that language.
Oh, they were pissed.
Well, can you call Tegucigalpa in Honduras?
No.
That's where we're going now.
I don't think I can.
It is really funny how they're totally different. Yeah, the Google one seems to have him stopping in the places and then waiting for a while like he's delivering presents. But it only has big cities. And they have ads for every city.
He's delivering it to the mall Santas that do all the rest of the work. That's where they just spread out.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
The secret Santas.
Do any of you know anybody who's ever been a mall Santa?
No.
I don't think I could be friends to the mall Santa.
Me neither.
Oh, he's going to El Salvador.
Is that now? Oh. Hopefully he makes it out. Hopefully you're locked up. What's it called? CCOT.
Oh, who's doing this?
Thank you for calling the Embassy Suites Montgomery Conference Center, where free made-to-order breakfast, our complimentary evening reception.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Thank you for calling Embassy in Montgomery. My name is Craig, and I'm place you on a brief hold.
I just had a quick thing. I'm a guest here right now, and I'm gonna be scaling the wall. Or the side of the hotel, I have a grappling hook, and I'm gonna be doing like a Santa thing. I just want to let you know so you don't get like sketched out if you see someone scaling the wall.
Say that one more time.
I'm gonna go. So there's some people here, like my family friends. They have their kids there, and I got a grappling hook. I'm dressed up like Santa. I'm in the parking lot right now. I'm going to throw my grappling hook up there, and I'm going to go up and go by the windows so they can see me, so they can see Santa climb up the building. I've done this a million times in lots of places. I'm certified. I'm grappling hook certified. I'm a climbing instructor. I do this all the time. I just want to let you know.
Okay, so you say you're going to scale the building?
Yeah, with a grappling hook.
Alrighty, what time does that start?
I'm in the parking lot right now, just getting ready. I was waiting for the NORAD. You know the NORAD, the Santa tracker? I was seeing, he's just came over. I'm like 10 minutes behind. He just came over about 10 minutes ago.
Alrighty, and you're doing it for a specific group? Specific guest?
Yeah, well, it's a few people. Yeah, there's a few people in there.
Thank you for notifying us.
It's like from a Facebook group. Yeah, like they messaged me. You know, they gave me some money to do it. Like,
okay.
I'm just kind of doing it, but I'm going by like you know, kind of like walking up the window, sort of, and making some sound. And then they go in the room. They'll be like, "What's that sound?" And they open the blind, and they're like, "They're Santa Claus."
Okay. Alrighty. Thank you so much, and you be safe. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Just yeah, but don't call the cops on me, please. I'm certified.
He was cool with it. We'll try NORAD again.
Yeah, ask him what the deal with the Google thing is. If we do get through to someone, that is the question.
I lost the phone number already, but then I regained it.
Yeah, Google's saying we're almost at 7 million gifts, and we're only at 6.3 on NORAD, so I don't know. I don't know who to trust if a missile's coming. Do I go to Google, or do I trust what NORAD tells me? They can't track Santa. How are they supposed to track a ballistic missile?
Thank you for calling NORAD. Please hold for the next available Santa tracker or a live voicemail update. Happy holidays, and remember, we have the watch.
Oh, shit. Can you do multiple calls? Can you just, like, keep dialing while you have them?
I have a fancy.
Skype used to let you do that. Just add multiple people to the call. Skype was safe, dude.
That's evil.
I got excited there.
It's evil that they do that. There to, you know, trick the little kids.
Yeah.
What do they say to us? Like, I've never actually called them. If we say, like, certain keywords, it'll get, like, excellent. It's like North Korea. Taiwan. Israel. Palestine.
Santa.
Don't put us on the list, please. Greenland.
Come on, NORAD. Come on, NORAD.
Cuba.
Think they're gonna pick up.
China. The keywords aren't working. The other keywords I'm not gonna say.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Uh-oh, the nuclear
launch.
Missile. Oh, it's 9 minutes until Christmas on the East Coast.
We'll call somewhere, like, right at Christmas and just, like, just start the call. We just all, let's do an all call. Just
Merry Christmas.
Christmas. Here's the phone. Hey, Merry Christmas. And clap and everything. And then ask them what their
Thank
Christmas
plans. Thank you for calling Hilton Baltimore Inner Harbor. For better service, you can ask me questions about our hotel or services. Our team is also available to assist you quickly by text. If you'd like me to text you our number, say, send me a text. Otherwise, how may I assist you today?
I'm pressing 0 at it. Nah, I don't. It's not accepting my O's. Welcome to the show. I'm Watt, the Emmy Rogue Server File Jockey. It's Christmas Eve, almost Christmas Day.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh my god. It's going to Ecuador.
Live. Santa's live.
Santa, no.
Don't do it.
According to Google, he is in Portland, Maine.
Yeah? I'm running outside. I'm going.
Is that where you are? That's what's, his next stop is Portland, Maine.
Yeah. You knew that.
I didn't know the exact town. Maybe
and that's when her line went dead. We never heard from her again.
Oh.
Santa killed her.
Oh, no.
Tiff got ran over by a reindeer.
Portland, Maine.
The worst Portland.
No.
By the bay.
We're the original one.
If you know your party's extension, dial it at any time.
You are being transferred to the operator.
It'll be there in 19 seconds.
Thank you for calling the Holiday Inn by the Bay. This is Scott. How may I help you?
Skip.
Hey, is this Scott?
Yep. How can I help you?
This is the Portland?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I'm doing a Christmas thing. Santa is about to be here right now, according to the Google Santa Tracker. And I'm gonna scale up the side of the building. I have a grappling hook, and I'm gonna go up to the window where my room is, where my son and my wife are. And I'm just letting you know. So if you see me climbing up the side of the building, I'm
No, thank you, sir. No, no climbing the building.
I do this all the time.
No,
I'm trained at this. I'm a certified climber. I've climbed many mountains.
We can't have you climbing our building, sir.
I'm throwing the grappling hook up right now. I'm just going to be out there real quick. I'm going to go up and down. I'm going to go up. I'm not asking you mission. I'm going to do it. I'm just letting you know. So if somebody says anything,
you're not
going to
climb our building.
I'm
going to
do it right now. I'm climbing the building right now. I'm just letting you know. All right. Right. You need to call him back. Give it like 2 minutes and call him back and say there's someone climbing the building.
Was that my Holiday Inn?
Probably.
Did you say Portland? Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
I thought I heard that.
We're just following the Santa Tracker.
You can see the water from there.
Yeah.
There were so many little jabs.
Please, somebody, someone, Wubby, you need to call him back and say.
Here's another line in Portland.
I don't know that.
You've reached the Loft Portland Hotel.
You
get routed to the appropriate representative. Please listen carefully to the following options.
You are being transferred to the operator.
The signature drinks, plus a snack attack.
Wasted.
Loft front desk. Chris, how can I assist you?
Hi, I had like a rogue Santa like running around. Do you have a place you can put them if we get our hands on them again?
What?
We got like a rogue Santa running around here. If we get our hands on him again, do you have like a place you could like put him for a little while?
Like a homeless person dressed as Santa Claus? Am I understanding that correctly?
Oh, it's the I don't know if he's homeless or not. I don't know his story or anything. It was just a rogue Santa.
All right. Are you what's your ETA?
Like if we get our hands on him again?
Yeah.
We go capture him now.
All right. Just when you get a hold of him, let me know.
We'll bring you to him, you know, to the front desk, and then we'll say here he is, like you know, like that.
Oh yeah. We got a bounty on him.
I didn't know you were aware.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What's the bounty?
You know our address, right?
What's the bounty?
Well, I mean, that depends on what kind of condition he's returned in.
What do you want?
Give us a call when you get him. Have a good night. Merry Christmas.
We'll rough him up a little bit.
We have two places to call back.
Oh. Yeah, they said to call back. Don't forget, guys, you're on the ocean, lobsters, Santa, apparently homeless, without any other questions. Oh, I'm going to be doing that for like a month. Fuck you, Wasted. Oh, I all day.
Gee, welcome.
A fat fucking joint.
Do you want to talk to this hotel?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Tell them all about that joint I just smoked.
Hopefully they pick up.
Are you doing Regency?
No, the courtyard.
What am I calling? Courtyard? Down in the courtyard.
We got to call back.
Courtyard, Portland, downtown waterfront. If you would like to make a reservation, please press 1 now. To speak with our...
It's where I'm from, but the operator.
Do what? Hello?
We're calling my city.
That's not good. You need to leave.
No.
Purchase a shark card today, ladies.
Santa was just over my city.
Oh, yay.
Thank you for calling the Courtyard Portland Downtown Waterfront. If you would like to make a reservation, please press 1 now. To speak with our Director of Sales, please press 2. Thank you, and we look forward to seeing you in the future.
That's it? You just...
Guys, I'm going to play in the snow, I hope. Oh. I think the snow started today.
Snowman.
Regency, or letterpress.
No, call back,
Regency.
Yeah, call back that first one. Call back that other one.
All right, hopefully they don't remember the phone number.
They won't.
All right, I'm going to speak to them.
We don't have caller ID in Maine.
Thank you for calling the Holiday Inn by the Bay in downtown Portland.
You are being transferred to
downtown
the
Portland. Crack a cold one. The Coca-Cola with Santa Claus on it. Hell yeah. Oh yeah, it's totally snowing. Hell yeah, look at that.
Yeah. Thank you for calling the Holiday Inn.
Hi, there's some guy dressed as Santa climbing the side of the building.
Which side?
I don't know, like the side facing the parking lot. He's got a grappling hook. He hurled it up there, and he's just, you know.
Yeah, I have my security person out there right now.
Yeah. Is everything all right down there?
I'm not sure. I told him not to.
Oh. What do you think he's doing? I just turned Christmas. Like, why?
I'm assuming so, but I'm not certain.
I can... You want me to try to get him?
No, my security officer is out there.
All right, and... Should I be worried?
I'm not certain, sir. I'm not entirely sure what's going on.
But I
appreciate the call.
You said this like you're expecting this to happen. What happened?
No, I'm not expecting this to happen. The person called and told me that, so I sent the security person out there.
Oh, what? They called?
Yep.
Huh. What'd they say?
I have to go, sir. I'm
okay, well...
I'm not able
I'll
to
just...
Yeah, sorry.
All right, I'll just, you know... If I got a broom, if he comes to my window, I'll just, you know... With the broom. Like, shoo him off.
I think that's funny. One of my friends, or a very good acquaintance, I should say, works there. I'll have to ask about that later.
That's pretty funny.
Have we captured Santa yet?
Oh.
Got him with our grappling hook. Oh no, jail.
Oh, we could do a lasso. We could start calling like Texas and shit.
Okay, we've captured Santa. I'm calling the place that's captured Santa.
Hello, you have reached the law.
Oh, he's still, are you still here?
He's in Ottawa right now.
Routed to the appropriate rep.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Oh, that was him.
From NORAD, where is he going? He's going to Guatemala.
For the traveler open to possible.
Thank you for calling A Love Portland. This is Jaheim speaking. I'm going to help you today.
Hello?
Hello?
I am the Santa.
You are the Santa?
Yeah. Like, he's got me now. We're just chilling in the room.
Oh, you guys are just chilling in the room?
Yeah. Like, I'm in the bathroom and stuff.
Uh-huh.
He said I could just stay in there until I sobered up.
Alright, sure.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and stay there.
I was working at the main mall earlier.
He was working at the main mall earlier?
Yeah.
How did you go rogue?
A few too many at Amigos.
Oh.
Yeah.
The meatballs drove you crazy.
It's just, I got fifths. I had a couple fifths,
man,
in the car. I had old Hen Dog Hennessy.
Saint Henny.
Yeah, sipping on Saint Henny.
Oh, man, I'm sorry you got caught, Santa.
He's got coffee and everything. It kicked me out of Bubba's.
So he loaded you with coffee?
Yeah, he got me some coffee.
Oldest trick in the book, Santa.
Yeah. I've also, I don't want to, incriminate myself, but I had a little bit of powders.
Yeah, you should incriminate yourself.
I had a little bit of powders, like the ones that go to the, in the, like that sort.
How did you get your hands on that?
Joe?
Jill?
Yeah, Joe.
Oh, man, Santa, you should not have went to Jill.
I know.
Jill made you rogue.
I went rogue. I'll admit it.
Oh, man. That's how it is.
We tried to do it with the grappling hook and the TNT, but it was too high.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for Christmas.
Oh, for
hey,
sure,
Santa,
for sure.
Can one of your elves ask a question?
Yeah.
Just
I'll put the elf on.
Hey, this is one of Santa's elves. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, man. I just want to ask you a question. You ever get so high your eyes start to, like, sting almost? You never got high?
No.
Damn, dude. You sound like you're high right now. It sounds like you just took a weed break.
The reindeers got you up there.
Them reindeers got me messed up. That shit's wild. I don't even know. What's going on, man? This is Chiff Haynes. I'm his head elf.
I feel that.
I eat some of the cookies sometimes. He lets me.
He loves you.
He lets me eat the cookies sometimes. When the people, they leave their cookies out, and then he lets me eat some, because he doesn't want to eat all the cookies.
He took a bite out of the cookie.
I didn't know Santa could share cookies.
He's allowed to, because he gets a lot of cookies, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're usually leaving, like, 3 or 4 cookies out. Sometimes it's, like, 6. You know how many houses Santa's going to? Think about all those cookies. That's billions of cookies.
Yeah.
Where do you think all the cookies in the world come from? They're just passed around in Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is
100%. That's how all the cookies, it's really just a cycle of Santa gets the cookies and then the cookies are dispersed to all the various cookie makers and manufacturers across America. Every year. Yep, absolutely. 100.
So Santa's the reason for cookies?
Yes. I think I might be spilling some industry secrets.
You might be.
I might be.
Alright.
You might be. Santa's gonna be mad for that.
I gotta be in New Orleans in 2 minutes, man. I'm not sure I've got enough coffee here. I was sipping all St. Hen Dog.
Alright, man. See you in 2 minutes.
I just, you want any Hen Dog for Christmas? Oh, Merry Christmas, by the way. Merry Christmas. Everyone, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Love you.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for listening to the show.
Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas. Thanks for being a part of the show.
We appreciate you.
We love you, man.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
I'm going to hit you.
You're gay now.
We love you. You're gay now. You've always been gay.
Thank you.
Just realize it now.
Thank you.
We're going to take a lobster. Bye. Oh.
We're going to bring a lobster down there.
Good job. Good job.
Christmas lobster.
Christmas lobster.
Oh, he liked that one. Was that the same guy as before?
That was the guy who told us to get Santa.
It was the same person. Okay, yeah.
I still feel like we need to call back that the one again. Wasted needs to call that place now and talk about the guy climbing up the side of the building.
I gotta go switch laundry.
No.
Oh, Tiff, we need somebody to do that one again. That guy's the only one who bit all night, and we need to call him again. That was actually really funny.
I just want to let everyone know that it is officially snowing in Grand Theft Auto Online.
Tiff, you have to do it.
Congrats.
It's also officially Christmas on the East Coast.
It is.
Officially Christmas on the East Coast.
We need a woman. We need a woman.
I'm officially in 2 feet of snow right now. It's terrible.
Is it snowing over there?
It just finished.
That's sweet.
No, it all just dried up here.
You had a white Christmas.
A couple weeks ago.
We didn't get a white Christmas.
Yeah,
it's just cold.
A cold, wet Christmas.
Yeah.
It's raining today. The remaining snow is going away.
I'd rather see snow on the ground on Christmas, personally, but I can understand not liking 2 feet of it.
I love snow.
It wouldn't be bad if I didn't have to shovel my big driveway.
Yeah.
There's a snowblower, but I don't know how to use it.
Do a plow people.
Oh, Santa's gonna be here. Santa's gonna be here.
Santa.
When?
In 1 minute. I'm just phone number. James, you gotta do it.
James.
Lake Charles, Louisiana.
All right. Well, I'm just gonna ask a question that I'm thinking about.
Okay.
Jovi Santa and Gatlin.
Oh. I got
rejected. Wow.
Yeah.
Jack never heard that before.
It's my internet phone. It said no. It said no. I can't call people for 4 hours straight. The show got ended.
Oh.
It says you can't call anyone for 4 hours?
Yeah. I guess I did too many phone calls.
We got caught. Thank you, Whoopi.
Norad got us.
We called a lot of places tonight, though. We called,
And I bet the Canada costs... Yeah. Like, Canada counts as, like, double.
You can't call anybody anymore.
Yeah.
It's the amount of them, right? Yeah.
I could try one more, but I'm pretty sure it's gonna.
They think you're a telemarketer.
Yeah.
Spam caller.
Yeah. I'll try one more. I doubt it's gonna go through. Yeah.
Call rejected.
Wow.
No more calls for you.
No more calls. We are at the 3 hour mark. 3 hour and 30 minute mark.
This is fun.
Thanks for the show. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Listen to the Whoopi show every week, whatever day of the week Whoopi does it.
Merry Christmas.
Go to rogueserver.com for notifications.
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas.
Check rogueserver.com every day. When you see Whoopi's live, you go listen.
Yeah.
Wasted, thanks for hopping in.
Did you see yourself on TV bowling?
January 10th.
Aww.
Wiz, you going to save the footage for us?
I might show it to you guys. It goes on YouTube eventually. So.
Is it like, do you, are you like a league?
Yeah,
oh,
we got a
minute. This tournament.
Worm! That's cool. Good for you. Now I know never to go bowling with you.
I won $150 in casino money and a gift card. And...
Hey.
There you go.
Did you come in first place?
Nope, second.
Oh, well, that's good still.
Drink it fast.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you for
Merry
listening.
Rat-smas.
It's Christmas Eve.
Did anybody win the lottery tonight?
I didn't.
No, it was because I know they had that $1.5 billion one going.
Ho, 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 ho.
Another drawing tonight.
Ho, 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 ho.
Thank you.
Did somebody, though, they just came out an hour ago.
Bless you.
$1.7 billion jackpot.
Did they hit it?
A winning Powerball ticket was sold in... No, that's only $1 million. No one's hit the jackpot. Is it gonna go up? That's crazy. Well, I think we have to wait till tomorrow until somebody says if they won it or not.
The way, and I don't
know how it is.
As far as I know, it's tracked by the number. So if the number is on a ticket, then they'll know that there was a winner that was pulled.
This,
because as far as I know,
well,
all
the numbers
tickets
are 4, 25, 31, 52, 59, with a Powerball of 19. Has an estimated lump sum value of $781 million before taxes. Wait, how does that work? Blasters, you fucks, fucks. How does that work? If it's $1.8 billion, but he only has a lump sum cash value of less than $800 million? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Because you have to tax
it. It says before taxes. It says before taxes. Server. Yeah.
Welcome to the Bojack Show.
I'm sorry.
The stream is over.
Welcome
and
to the Bojack Show.
If you'd like
show,
to come back
every,
to the Bojack Show.
Day,
well, I haven't pressed
Christmas
the. I haven't
Eve.
Turned the stream off yet. We're still just here.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay.
I love you, Bojack. please, one more wasted. Please, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Please. For Christmas. You know what I want. Please.
This is why you had to use real
phones. God damn it. Christmas is over. Bye!
Oh my
Driving
god.
Driving on the mountains in this game is like so much sketchier in the snow.
Oh, on the wasted phone.
Harder
to see. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That
was
Thank you.
Thank you, Luffy.
Thank you.
Thanks for the
Thank
show.
Thank you, Luffy.
Well,
I love you.
I love you.
Love you guys.
It was gay.
Oh.